This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Isaac could hit New Orleans 7 years to the day after Katrina Wednesday.
There's really nothing that's going to stop this storm from forming and from strengthening between Key West and our coast.
Governor Bobby Jindal getting Louisiana ready. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is tracking Isaac live in Miami.
Tropical storm Isaac is moving towards the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center here in Miami predicting it will strengthen to a Category 2 hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. A hurricane warning is in effect from the edge of the Florida Panhandle to the west of New Orleans. Governors in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama have declared states of emergency while oil companies are evacuating workers and cutting production on oil rigs projected to the Isaac's path. Dave?
Courtney, Isaac's edges are raining down on Tampa, where the Republican convention's on hold. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is there live.
This afternoon, the gavel falls, the convention opens, and a deck clock will start and run the length of the event. Then, nothing, because Tropical Storm Isaac is brushing by, so the speeches are set to start tomorrow. Mitt Romney, who accepts the nomination on Thursday night, tells Fox he looks at his candidacy as a responsibility and a privilege.
It's an honor to be the nominee of my party. But this is about an opportunity to get America on track again.
And Romney is on the schedule tomorrow to say a few words about her husband. Dave?
And Jennifer, two more American soldiers are dead in Afghanistan in yet another shooting by an Afghan they were training. And there were other attacks that killed 27 Afghans, many of them beheaded, for taking part in a celebration involving music and dancing. Thanks to pricier oil and corn used for ethanol.
Gasoline prices rose another 7 cents.
That's in the last 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg's nationwide survey now puts self-serve regular at $3.76 a gallon. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
High-calling radio spots air daily across the U.S., but Mike does more than listen. Each week in an employee meeting, he replays a spot. And each week, Mike and his employees discuss how that topic, the message, relates to their work days. Howard Butt mentions the tone of voice one employee offers. That's not just about work. Let me tell you, tone of voice begins at home. Everyone laughs, several folks nod, an idea gains strength. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. More than 400 radio spots are yours for the downloading at thehighcalling.org. Food for thought, fuel for conversation, sharing ideas, we all do better to consider the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It is 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by MSC Opus. Celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police are investigating an armed robbery that took place Saturday evening in the 1900 block of Dartmouth. The victim, who is a Bryan resident, said he'd been visiting the pool area of an apartment complex when a black male, possibly in his early 20s, who was wearing a bandana that covered his face, produced a handgun from his waistband and demanded money. The thief then fled on foot, joining another black male. Responding officers were unable to find either man, and the investigation has been turned over to the Criminal Investigations Division. A College Station woman is accused of telling the school district superintendent and four elementary school administrators she was, quoting, going to blow your head off like the constable. 24-year-old Tanisha Ragson is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest on five misdemeanor counts of making a terroristic threat against a public servant.
I think it's important to note that this is an event that happened after the board meeting, and you know, it was something that happened outside and very few people were around to see it. And it wasn't something that happened in the board meeting or during the board meeting.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Gleenwinkle says the altercation came after Ragson had participated in a grievance hearing that involved Superintendent Eddie Coulson and all seven board members. None of the board members heard the threat, which included two expletives. Gleenwinkle says as a result of the first ever incident of its type, he expects security to be discussed at next month's board meeting. A rash of wrecks on local streets last Friday brought out another reminder about looking out for students and other drivers new to town.
It is a good opportunity to remind everybody that we do have 8,000 new freshmen in town, plus the other students that are going to be at A&M for the first time this year. Just remember that we've got a lot of younger drivers that don't know their way around.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says there were no life-threatening injuries following crashes on the freeway between Harvey Road and Briarcrest and earlier in the day at Texas and Southwest Parkway. Brazos County Commissioners have filled the administrative role created with the recent death of Constable Brian Bachman. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jeff Reeves was named head of the constable's office on an interim basis.
I believe would have been Brian's choice. I mean, he chose him as chief deputy to help him run that department. So we made him the department head, not the constable. We did not appoint him a constable. He hasn't met the residency requirements yet. So we appointed him as the department head to be able to run that office until we decide to do something else.
Peter says Reeves can sign timesheets and make office decisions along with performing law enforcement duties. And did you know there's a West Nile virus vaccine? It's been around as long as the virus, but it's only available for horses.
Most horses are vaccinated, in fact, across the United States, and especially in areas where they tend to have a lot of mosquitoes.
Tracy Norman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, says the vaccine's very effective, again, only for horses.
I've heard people be frustrated about that. I'm sure there's a very good reason why it's not available for people.
While some horses that have been vaccinated for West Nile virus may get the disease, the severity is much less. WTAW News Time is 6:10 at 75 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by MSC Opus. You can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new genome exhibit.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, then they're welcomed with a packet that includes information or items. It could be from your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Tonight, with a cold front off to our northwest, we'll have partly the most...
Who is that guy?
Off.
Who is he?
Anyway, I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, here's the weather. I'll read the weather to you today. I'll act like I'm Al Roker. Never mind.
Any number of problems with that, but go ahead.
Probably so. All right, here we go. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. High temperature today, about 94 with a slight chance of showers, about 30%. 20% chance of rain tonight at 75, and then 95 for our high temperature on Tuesday, and we'll continue to warm in by Thursday, they're telling us. 98 degrees again.
Wow.
Ick. Anyway, right now we've got calm winds, 88% relative humidity. It's 78 degrees.
And it's game week.
Yeah, hey.
2012 Texas A&M football season about to get underway. The Aggies leave out Wednesday to head to beautiful Shreveport.
The way it's always been.
It's lovely this time of year. Aggies will take on Louisiana Tech Thursday night in Shreveport as they begin the 2012 season and the Kevin Sumlin campaign. We'll talk about that. Hear from offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, who probably could be a fine radio announcer if this football thing doesn't work out for him. He's got a nice deep voice.
Oh, there you go.
And congrats to head volleyball coach Lori Corbelli. She got her 500th win over the weekend. We'll hear from her, too, coming up in sports.
There you go. Now, again, the Republicans, they're having their national convention, got all skeerty and decided that they weren't going to start their convention tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems that Isaac is almost running away from Florida.
Run away.
Yeah. And, you know, now they're saying Louisiana could get wet by, heavy rains hitting Thursday morning. So we could have, like, the slop bowl over there in Shreveport.
That would just be fantastic.
It would. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know that there's anything you'd want to do other than leave here, on a Wednesday or maybe early Thursday morning, you and a bunch of your buds pile into a car and drive into an area where a hurricane could be hitting.
That's what I want to do.
Sure. I think it'd be just wonderful.
Well, and, you know, that wouldn't even be the first time that A&M has had inclement weather at that facility.
Yes, they did like a snow thing, right?
Yeah, against Mississippi State. It was the RC versus Jackie Bowl.
Yeah.
It was something else.
You know, the story that they tell about the news conference having to do with the that particular bowl game, where it was the current Texas A&M football coach and the former Texas A&M football coach, is when they finished the news conference, there was a race to the airport to see whose jet could get in the air first.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I am. I'm serious. And apparently Jackie's whatever he was flying nosed out RC's Lear. And, so he got off the ground first.
Okay.
It's one of those little backstories that, you know, can't ever say that it's necessarily true, but I believe I did talk to somebody who was in the cockpit at the time.
Oh, my.
And so, anyhow.
And said, you'll never guess what just happened.
That's right. So, here we go. Today is the day that things change, right? I mean, schools are opening today.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And at Texas A&M, they have their first day of class. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, of course, as a tradition here in the show, as we've done for years, it's time for the school menu. So, Kat, let her rip.
What? I don't know what the school menu is.
I thought Chase was training you.
I guess I neglected that part.
Did you do the school menus for both schools?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I guess we won't do that today.
Well, no. I could probably guess.
I'm kidding you.
Let's see, rubber chicken.
No.
Now, wait, we've besmirched the cafeterias before, and they brought food up here.
Yeah.
So it's time for us to besmirch them again.
Anyone from the cafeteria is listening, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Sabisa chocolate milk.
Okay.
If Sabisa wants to bring chocolate milk to the station,
really?
I'd be all over that.
When did you have an opportunity to try the chocolate milk at Sabisa?
Oh, when I was a little kid.
Oh, okay, back then. Now, you know, and to talk about that, used to be that the general public could go in there and eat when it was cafeterias. I mean, when it was family style. I mean, went over and ate at Dunkin' and also at Sabisa, and you could sit in there with the cadets, and they had to keep their, you know,
hands to themselves.
Well, their language a little cleaner because, you know, the kids, they had kids at the table.
Right.
But, it's good eats. All right, so anyway, today is global... Oh, wait. Excuse me. Today's Global Forgiveness Day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Do you forgive me for that item that appeared in your control room this morning?
Oh, is that from you? I haven't opened that yet.
Well, never mind. I don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, I see what it says on the outside what it is. Oh, that's fun. Okay, Chase, have you seen the little gifty I have in here?
No, I haven't.
I thought it was from you since this is your last week here.
I've already given you a going-away present.
Oh, was it?
That happened like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, it was a calendar that I never opened.
No, that was a Christmas present that you never cared about.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, see, this is just a... You know, I saw these and I thought of Scott.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Some
yeah.
Dallas Cowboys tissues. I just hope they can last Scott through the whole season.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was toilet paper.
Tissues.
Oh, heck. Okay. I thought it was a box of Dallas Cowboy toilet
So as
paper.
You weep during the games.
Yeah,
you can...
exactly. All right. So anyway, here we go. Let's do some birthdays. We'll start with my wife. Today's her birthday. So there you go.
Oh, are we not doing the Good Morning song or playing a commercial?
Oh, we're going to do that? Ah, dang. Are we that far behind?
Yeah, 6:17.
Oh, jeez, man. All right.
I mean, I'm ready for birthdays.
No, I know. Are you?
Out, so.
Okay. No, I guess.
Yeah, I've been practicing my info.
Have you? Well, here's your way. Here's your chance to do that.
Can you tell it's a Monday?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And actually, all the right buttons were pushed in here and everything.
Oh, man, you can't blame it on the aliens.
No, 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 no. There we go.
Showtime.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
She's kind of lilting
good,
it, isn't
good
she?
Mation.
Well, she's trying to sing it.
Yeah.
I just feel awkward saying it when everyone else is singing.
All right, excuse me. No, well, that's true, but most everything we do here has to do with talking. We're not going to sing the news anytime soon.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to either.
Okay, good, good. We like that. All right. At least we start somewhere. Hello.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the Pool Store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The Pool Store beats any competitors in town pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the Pool Store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
All right, 6:19. Now we're back on track.
Uh-huh.
Why not? I've only been doing this show for like, I don't know, 30 years. So.
I believe there's a special birthday to get things started.
Oh,
though,
there
Scott.
Is. Thanks. Today's my wife's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All okay. Right. Yeah.
Well, she shares her birthday with LBJ.
Always did.
Yeah.
Actually, he started that stuff before her.
Yeah, if he'd have taken better care of himself, he'd have been 104 today.
Wow.
So LBJ died in 1973, but born this date in 1908.
All right.
Guy by the name of Daryl Dragon. You would know him better as...
The Captain.
And he sang Love Will Keep Us Together,
and that
Muskrat Love, and all that other kind of stuff with his wife, Toni.
What was he the captain of?
Well, we don't know. They just called themselves the Captain and Tennille, and he wore this really goofy hat, and that's really the whole story.
It's pretty much the extent of it right there.
Okay.
He is 70, 65 today. Barbara Bach, wife of Ringo Starr, but also the Bond girl from The Spy Who Loved Me.
Mm-hmm.
She played the very attractive Russian spy, but then again, Bond girl and unattractive normally are not two words that are two phrases that you hear together.
No.
Is she the same wife that Ringo Starr met in that very strange caveman movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's exactly right. That's
right.
The one.
There you go. Let's see. Tuesday Weld, the actress, is 69 years old today. Teen star back in her day. The greatest football coach in the history of the known universe.
Oh, really?
Matt Brown.
Oh,
is 61 today.
I agree. Has won every game, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and he single-handedly won that national championship. Forget the fact that he had Vince Young as his quarterback.
Yeah.
So, Pee-wee Herman is 60 today.
Oh, my.
Paul Rubens is 60. So, yeah, so now he's just a creepy old man.
Yeah.
All he is, so. Let's see. Moving on down the list. Tom Ford, he's a fashion designer, is 51. Yeah. Jim Thome, he's a pretty darn good baseball player.
Yeah.
He became just the eighth player in MLB history to hit 600 home runs.
Wow.
Chandra Wilson played Dr. Miranda Bailey on Grey's Anatomy on ABC. She's 43 today. Let's see. Alexa Vega, she was in the Spy Kids movie. She's 24. I don't know why they don't do this in chronological order. I'm retentive. I like to go in chronological order.
They're trying to trick you.
I can't imagine what we're at work. Alex Lifeson, he's the lead guitarist for the Canadian rock band Rush. He's 59 today. Okay. Sarah Chalk, you would know her best as Dr. Elliot Reed from Scrubs. She is 36 years old today. Let's see. We mentioned him. Aaron Paul, he's Walter White's partner, Jesse, on Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. He is 33. Darren McFadden is a football player, played at Arkansas, and is now at the Oakland Raiders. Coached by former Texas A&M football player Dennis Allen, by the way.
Sure.
He's 25 today, and that's all I got.
We got downtown Julie Brown, if you remember her, 49 years old. And who can forget the Cobra Clutch? That's right. It's Sergeant Slaughter, your wrestler. He'd be 64 today. So there we go, 622.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama's fundraising collapsing. Now the ultimate insult. Even Hollywood is now bailing on the anointed one. He praised Hollywood superstar, the president did, George Clooney, calling him a wonderful guy, a good friend. In the wake of the compliments, a representative for the Oscar-winning actor confirmed he's not going to be attending the forthcoming Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. And it seems the majority of Clooney's high-powered Hollywood counterparts are passing as well. Far cry, by the way, from 2008. Invesco Field, Oprah Winfrey, John Legend, Rage Against the Machine, Anne Hathaway, Susan Sarandon, Jessica Alba, Fergie, Kanye West, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Ben Affleck. Apparently, they're all not going to be out there. Maybe a few will be there, but not a lot. Can't really blame it.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming, and rates may go up after that, so you gotta hurry to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 888-800-4556 or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 888-800-4556 or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Savings Day is going on right now as you get back to school from the folks at Suddenlink. Remember, Bryan College Station, a while back, received an internet speed upgrade, absolutely free of charge and increased internet speeds, 50 to 100%. Right now, you get the fastest internet in town for as low as $15 a month. And with those fast speeds, of course, you got enough bandwidth to do online gaming, stream movies, download music, and or get ready for some kind of studying you may need to be doing this semester. Plus, Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package gives you tons of HD programming and free access to Suddenlink To Go, which allows you to stream your favorite movies and TV shows straight to your laptop or computer wherever you go. Don't forget the NFL season will be starting up. That's your opportunity to get NFL Network HD and NFL Red Zone HD so that you can enjoy it that way. Hey, also, I mean, last night, perfect example, decided to watch a movie on video on demand, which is another feature that Suddenlink has. Watch Bernie, which I think came out in the movies, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And so I could watch it the way I wanted to. I could pause it. In fact, I had 24 hours to watch the movie. Did it in one sitting because it's a great flick. But that's just some of the things that Suddenlink can do for you. So get the fastest internet in town for $15 a month and Suddenlink 200 HD TV with free HD when you bundle. Call them at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866. Get connected today.
A rough day for Samsung shares. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Shares of Samsung Electronics took a pounding in Seoul. The stock traded for the first time since a California jury found that Samsung infringed on six Apple patents and awarded just over $1 billion in damages. Analysts say the decision, which Samsung is expected to appeal, is not likely to make a significant dent in Samsung's profits. The takeover battle for Dollar Thrifty is over. Hertz has a deal to buy Dollar Thrifty for about $2.3 billion. Avis Budget made a bid for Dollar Thrifty last year. It's counterintuitive, but one prominent economist says it's a positive economic sign when workers go on strike. Eric LaSalle of RBC Global Asset Management tells Barron's that walkouts are a sign of confidence. Workers feel they have more job security. He says unionized workers are increasingly going on strike, and that could mean they'll also feel more confident at the cash register. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has four locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has two express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, good morning. It's 628, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. At 94 for a high temperature today with a 30% chance of rain, about 75 low tonight, and 20% chance of rain hanging in there. Same thing for tomorrow, and we'll continue to warm as we move through the week and probably peak out at about 98 again on Thursday. So, a little bit hotter. And obviously, we'll keep an eye on Isaac. If you haven't heard the latest coordinates, it looks like it's moving to the west as far as landfall is concerned, and maybe right into Louisiana, maybe over there to Mississippi, but seems to be drifting off to the west. And really, winds haven't come up. It's about a Category 1. It's just a big rainmaker right now. 88% relative humidity, calm winds. We have 76 out there.
People love to pour hydrogen peroxide on a cut because they think it helps, when actually it's about the worst thing you could do. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you're dealing with too much credit card debt, let me tell you about Family Financial Education Foundation. For years, this nonprofit credit counseling agency has helped thousands of people get out of debt. If you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, they can help you. There are no huge upfront fees. In fact, their modest fees are regulated by law. And as a nonprofit organization, they're here to help you, not gouge you. What can they do? They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and put you on a plan to pay off your debt fast. And if you're getting collection calls, they can stop them. Look, one of the toughest parts about being deep in debt is that feeling of despair, of not knowing where to begin. Begin now by calling 888-789-4173. No pressure, just friendly, knowledgeable advice. Call the people at Family Financial Education Foundation, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Do you floss first and then brush? If so, it turns out you have it backwards. You should brush first.
And here's why. What you need to do is to brush your teeth, get them all foamy, then floss between your teeth because it drags that fluoridated foam in between your teeth.
Peter Moore, editor of Men's Health magazine, which has an article about some of our bathroom rituals, like showering.
Key advice here is that we take showers too often. For those of you who need to shower every day, just make sure you don't have the water too hot. So we want to dial back on the heat. That's going to preserve the oils in your skin, which is what this is all about. And keep your showers short.
In a public bathroom, if you have a choice between paper towels or a blow dryer, you should use the paper towels because when you use the dryer,
you're blowing bacteria-laden air. So we came across a study for this article saying that the amount of bacteria can increase on your hands if you use a blow dryer by up to 45%.
When you get a cut or a wound, it's very common to run to the bathroom and pour hydrogen peroxide on it. Bad idea.
What you're doing is essentially pouring bleach on the wound. What it's doing is further damaging skin that's already damaged by a wound. So we're going to leave the hydrogen peroxide out of the equation. Soap and water, again, is the best way to clean that wound. Any petroleum-based cream, a bandage, the best way to go.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32 at 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man was robbed at gunpoint at an apartment complex pool in the 1900 block of Dartmouth around 6 Saturday evening. The victim described the thief as a black male, possibly in his early 20s, with a bandana hiding his face. He says the thief pulled a handgun from his waistband and demanded money, then fled the scene to join another black male. College Station's officers responding to the scene were unable to locate either of the men. The investigation is ongoing and has been turned over to the Criminal Investigations Division. Local law enforcement hoped for a quieter start to the new week on the freeway and major streets. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department has the reminder to look out for drivers new to the Twin Cities.
They're excited. You know, it's the first time away from home for many of them. It's a really neat time in their lives. So let's be a little bit more patient with them. Let them, you know, realize that they've got to learn, and while they're learning, we have to be more vigilant.
Last Friday, wrecks closed portions of the freeway and Texas Avenue. Those who were hurt did not sustain life-threatening injuries. A threat made to College Station school administrators following this month's Board of Trustees meeting led to the arrest of a parent and a renewal of discussing future security issues.
It is something that has been discussed a little bit in the past, but there's never been a need for security or a police officer at our board meeting. But again, I think it is something that will be discussed at the September board meeting when that agenda is being made up.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Gleenwinkle says the threat was not made during a grievance hearing where the parent met in executive session with the superintendent and all seven board members. In fact, the incident was in the parking lot after the meeting adjourned and was directed at Superintendent Eddie Coulson and four elementary school administrators. 24-year-old Tanisha Ragston is accused of saying she was, quoting, going to blow your head off like the constable. Ragston, who was arrested for five misdemeanor counts of making a terroristic threat against a public servant, is out of jail after posting bond. The chief deputy to the late Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman has been appointed to oversee administrative duties. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jeff Reeves will be serving on an interim basis.
He can do everything that he could as a constable, chief deputy, or deputy. He still handles it. The thing that he can do now is he can sign timesheets. He can make decisions about how the office goes in the interim. You know, he can do all those things just like a constable would.
Peter says Reeves was not appointed constable because he hasn't met residency requirements. There is such a thing as a vaccine against West Nile virus, something very familiar to horse owners.
Their vaccination for West Nile virus in horses has been available for a while.
Tracy Norman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, says the vaccine for horses is sold on the internet for about $25.
We don't recommend that. You know, I'm a veterinarian, and, you know, anytime you give a horse any kind of medication like that or preventative that's done by a veterinarian.
Norman says horses get West Nile virus the same way humans do, through a mosquito bite. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 75 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. You can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. We got it for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
Sunshine will be with us throughout the day. Watch for a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Highs near 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the chance for shower, thunderstorm, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. For Wednesday, we'll call for sun, a high of 90 to 95. But Wednesday's forecast is very dependent on where Isaac makes landfall by the middle of the work week. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll hear from Texas A&M offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury as the Aggies take their high-powered offense, or what promises to be at least an interesting offense, exciting perhaps, and they take on the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs starting the 2012 season this Thursday night in Shreveport. We'll recap the weekend in sports, including how the NFL teams and the Texas Major League teams did. Wasn't too good.
Huh. So now, they have artificial turf at Shreveport, or do we know?
When you talked about that, I was trying to remember, but I was also doing some other things in here. I can certainly find out.
If only there were.
Very, very quickly.
Yeah, a place that we could do that. So, as Isaac races to the west away from Florida, the Republicans, I guess, had a chance to party last night since they don't have to be on the convention floor today. And, oh, by the way, the major networks are all going to cover the convention at the rate of 1 hour per night.
Mm.
So I'm going to jam all that stuff in there. That ought to be pretty interesting. Jeb, yeah.
Artificial turf.
Oh.
Field turf.
Well, there you are. So we can squeegee the field rather than
absolutely.
See mud.
Absolutely. You know, they just get those big rollers out there and squeeze.
That's
it
a shame. I'd rather see mud. When was the last time you saw a game where the college game where they actually had, you know, mud?
Yeah.
Been a while. All right, so here we go. Jeb Bush says, this is the Florida governor a while back, said it's time to stop blaming his brother for the state of the economy. I guess there's all that other stuff we can still blame him for, everything.
Absolutely.
Like, it's going to be too hot later this week. That's his fault. He said, I think it's time for the president to move on. I mean, look, this guy was dealt a difficult hand, no question about it, but he had 3 years, and his policies have failed. So rather than blame others, and I know that we were taught that that was kind of unbecoming over time, you can't keep doing that. Maybe offer some fresh solutions to the problems that we face, but that's not going to happen between now and Election Day. They asked him if he considered a run for the White House. He said, I don't think about it. I'm not motivated by it. It's been I spent an incredible amount of discipline and ambition to get to where I was. It is not part of my life yet. Yet.
Oh, leaving that door open, huh?
Yep. Said my age, the fact that there are challenges in the country, this would have been a good time to do it, but it wasn't the right time for me. Mitt Romney on Fox News yesterday finally decided to man up on the foreign investment deal. And I think it probably was a good thing that he did. Because, you know, he's got bank accounts in, mm-hmm. in Switzerland and Cayman. He said, these are his quotes. First of all, there was no reduction, not $1 reduction in taxes by virtue of having an account in Switzerland or a Cayman Islands investment. The dollars of taxes remained exactly the same. There was no tax savings at all. He went on to say, I could have said, don't make any investments in any foreign countries, in any foreign companies, in any foreign bonds or currencies, only U.S., and don't buy foreign products. Don't buy Japanese TVs or foreign cars. Yeah, I could have done that. But I did live my life. And I expect by virtue of disclosing all these things that people can look at that and see whether that's something that they're comfortable with. I'm not trying to hide who I am, and I'm not trying to manipulate my life to avoid the truth. Probably about time he said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you are.
No, it's not, you know, basically he has the means to live his life in a way that right. that very few people can, and he's reviled for it
right.
and by
if,
a lot of folks.
If you had that success, would you be doing the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's very easy to say that someone who's worth $11 billion or however much money he has, it's very easy for us to sit there and say, well, you know, you got that on the backs of the little guy, or you got it in such and such a way, or you got it in such and such a way, and you really need to, because of all the unfairness in the world and blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you that the vast majority of anyone who would criticize him had that amount of money, they wouldn't be sitting there standing on the corner handing out $100 bills.
Nope. And among the things that got him there is making good life decisions.
Yes.
If you made bad life decisions, don't be standing there going, hey, this ain't fair because I ain't got what he's got. You're the one who made the choices.
Well, and again, the issue of fairness. What is fair?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
what is fair?
That's exactly. Not a slippery slope at all.
Not. Nah. All right, got a new poll out. One guy's got 47, the other's got 46.
Oh, good.
But in Ohio, Barack Obama has a 45, and Mitt Romney has a 45.
Oh, so my.
Could actually tie names to the numbers there since...
I believe that's a statistical tie.
Yeah, be it. You know, of course, they got a plus or minus thing going on right there. One poll says that, it's the Ipsos poll, finds that almost 25% of the registered voters are undecided right now. So there you go. You battleground states, get ready to see more commercials. Ron Paul's not going to speak at the convention. His son Rand was scheduled to speak tonight, but all events, of course, have been canceled. Ron Paul's followers not pleased, but apparently they made some deal. The Romney people made some kind of a deal to kind of quell that so it wouldn't be a big deal. And let's see, that's about it. Political convention. Oh, here's a convention that we're not hearing much about. Maybe we'll hear about it today.
The Libertarians?
It's the Birther Convention.
Oh, really?
You betcha. They're going to have themselves a convention next month in Phoenix, Arizona. a star-studded event. The promoters are calling it a Greater Phoenix Tea Party Patriots event, but you could also call it Birthapalooza if you wanted to. Among the guests who will be there, featured speaker, Joe Arpaio. Boy, you get Joe in front of a microphone, no telling what he'll talk about.
Well, and he's one of those that's never met a microphone he didn't like.
Yeah, and Pat Boone will be there, too.
Really?
Yes, indeed. So I'm thinking that ought to be pretty fun. The main event of the gathering will take place on September the 22nd at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix. There, ticket prices ranging from $10 to $30. So, chance to mingle with your heroes out there. So, got that going on. So, that'll be fun. Oh! And we haven't had a Mark Sanford story in the longest time.
Is he still apologizing?
No, he's not. As a matter of fact, he's getting married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, all those apologies didn't work for the former missus?
No. Well, plus, she had the money, if you know.
That's right.
I forget what it, one of them power companies, the Black & Decker or something like that, her daddy was in. So, anyhow, Mark is getting married to that girlfriend, that Argentinian girl who...
That he went to canoodle with, huh?
Yeah, you know, the one where he said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Right, right.
So
I didn't realize that was a euphemism for anything.
Yeah,
apparently
really.
It is.
Yep. Maria Baleen Chapar, okay? She's an Argentinian woman he's having the affair with. All right, here's how he did this, and I don't know where this happened other than to say it was at a restaurant. I don't know if it's in South Carolina, or I don't even know where he's living now. But anyhow, what he does is he goes into this restaurant where he's going to, I guess, be dining with her, and hands this pouch to a waiter, okay, that has the ring inside intended for her. Then, according to the report, he hid in the handicap access bathroom for an hour. She arrives. The waiter hands her the ring, claiming it was a prize for her being the 100th customer of the day.
Uh-huh.
Opened it up, and she still said yes.
Meanwhile, that's to say nothing of the 9 people in wheelchairs who couldn't get into the stall.
Yeah. And you know what that gave him a chance to do to them? Apologize.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 1st, it's Market Goat Projects. Managing goat projects for success in the show ring can be a daunting task. We'll teach you how this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Gardeners often make a lot more work out of their hobby than they need to. Sometimes simple explanations focus the true facts quickly. I have some of the more common, odd problems of horticulture along with reasoned solutions. Perplexing plant problems simplified right after this message. Some would have described that famous southern vine kudzu as being indestructible. That's until now. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, and others, roots and all. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrate or a 1-gallon ready-to-use bottle. One bottle will treat up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in 1 to 6 weeks. For the best results, apply it when the weeds are growing actively. Use some type of shield, like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth, to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the product. Certain hard-to-kill weeds may require a repeat application if regrowth occurs. Applied when the wind's calm, keep people and pets out of treated areas until it's dried. Read and follow label directions. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. So we're talking about some of the unusual plant problems we encounter. What can you do when tree roots are at or above the soil surface? No matter where you live on this planet, 90% of your tree's roots will be in the top foot of the soil. It's just the way the trees grow. As your trees get larger over the years, those roots that were originally nearest the soil surface may well expand up and out of the soil. At that point, you can either remove one or two roots per year, or you can plant shrubs or tall ground covers to conceal the roots. Do not, however, add soil to cover the roots. They'll merely get larger and expand up and out of the soil. You'll have to add more, and soon you'll have a small hill. Another question. What can I do to get grass to grow in the shade? Oh, have I ever been asked that one? It's the most asked question I get. All of our permanent turf grasses need at least 4 or 5 hours of direct sunlight daily to hold their own, more if you expect them to grow and remain full. St. Augustine and fescue are our most shade-tolerant grasses. St. Augustine is adapted to most of Texas, fescue only to the cooler parts of the northwest Texas. We use St. Augustine in many mature landscapes because it will grow in the shade, but when the area is too dark, the St. Augustine will thin and fail. And what do you do? Well, that's when you switch off to shade-tolerant ground covers. Maybe you try removing one or two low branches, but usually you end up with ground covers. How often should I water my plants? Well, there simply is no good answer to that question. There are too many variables, from temperature to rainfall, humidity, sunlight, and wind. Different plants will dry out at different rates. Water your plants deeply when you do water them, and then wait until they dry out again before you water again. That will encourage deeper root growth, which is important in the long term for the health and vigor of the plants. What are the best native plants for our landscape? Well, native is native where they're growing naturally. 10 miles away, it may not be native. It may not even be adapted. But for most of Texas, if you're talking about shade trees, pecans, live oaks, Schumard red oaks, lacy oak. If you have deeper, more moist soils, bur oak and chinquapin oak. Cedar elms and pecans are also excellent Texas natives. When it comes to native shrubs, however, that list is much, much shorter. That's why native plant landscaping is a lot more challenging than a lot of people would like to realize. I prefer to use adapted plants. That's my operative word. I'm Neil Sperry. Fast trees have big troubles. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
651 News Talk 1620 WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. It may not be December, but it certainly feels like Christmas to Texas A&M football fans, because it is football season. Most wonderful time of the year, when optimism is high and the maroon-colored glasses have new lenses. The Aggies head to Shreveport on Wednesday to take on Louisiana Tech at Independence Stadium Thursday night. A&M is a perfect 10-0 lifetime against the Bulldogs, the closest win being a 38-27 decision in 1982, when offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury was 3 years old. Kingsbury, who led the wide-open air raid offense at Texas Tech as quarterback, says he's pleased with how the A&M starting receivers are coming along, but he says the real test is yet to come.
We still had to see what they do in the games, but they've all progressed well through fall camp, and there's 4 or 5 others on that list that could at any moment come in and spell those guys. So we got lots of receivers to work with.
As for nerves on a true freshman starting at quarterback, Kingsbury hopes senior receiver Ryan Swope can help out Johnny Manziel if he gets in a tight spot.
That's kind of the security blanket deal. If he ever gets in trouble, he knows Ryan's going to be there and will make plays for him. So that's been huge, and Ryan's done a good job talking to him anytime, you know, he gets in one of those situations, settling him down, and really had a calming effect on him.
The Aggies are pretty well loaded offensively. Defense is a question mark going into Thursday's opener, but defensive coordinator Mark Snyder says the players are making progress.
I mean, I feel pretty good there with the first group. We still got some work to do with the second group. But again, we won't know till we get the game speed. It's hard to simulate game speed, and we're going to get some really good wideouts right off the bat, right out the gate. So we'll have a lot better feel after about the first quarter.
The Aggies and Bulldogs kick off Thursday night at 6:30 here on your home for Aggie Sports. The game will also be broadcast on ESPNU. High school football also begins this week. Both the A&M Consolidated Tigers and Bryan Vikings are on the road. Consol hosts former district rival Coppers Cove. The Ross Rogers era at Bryan begins Friday at Merrill Green Stadium as the Vikings take on Waco Midway. Rudder Rangers head to Elgin to take on the Wildcats, and the College Station Cougars, playing a mostly JV schedule this year, officially get underway playing Schulenburg's varsity. The Cougars are on the road against the Shorthorns. Congratulations to Texas A&M head volleyball coach Laurie Corbelli, who picked up her 500th career win over the weekend. The Aggies got Corbelli the milestone Friday afternoon in a 3-0 shutout of Texas State. Like most coaches, Corbelli is a competitor and wants to win every time, but she still recognizes the significance of the occasion.
I'm glad that we celebrate wins because there's also a lot of losses there that were heartbreaking, but they did teach me a lot and taught my team a lot. So, you know, I have to give thanks for those as well.
A&M was 2-1 in their own tournament, also getting a 3-game win over North Dakota, but losing in 4 games to 5th-ranked USC. The Aggies head to New Haven, Connecticut this weekend to take part in the Yale Classic. 12th-ranked A&M soccer team celebrated their home opener at Ellis Field Saturday in front of more than 4,300 fans. The Aggies didn't disappoint, blanking UTSA's Roadrunners 2-0. A&M improves to 2-1 on the season and are back in action Friday night at 7 when they host Rutgers. Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins held off the Texas Rangers 6-5 Sunday to snap a 5-game losing streak. The Twins avoided getting swept in the 4-game series. They finished a 10-game road trip with a 2-8 record. Scott Feldman lost his 4th straight start, but still thought he had a decent outing.
One of those games where I think I made good pitches for the most part. They, like I said, they laid some nice bunts down and had their fast guys on base the whole time, and they put up 5 runs.
Josh Hamilton hit his 35th homer for Texas and drove in 4 runs, giving him a major league leading 111 RBIs. Meantime, Texas right-hander Yu Darvish is expected to make his scheduled start Tuesday after missing his previous outing with right quadriceps tightness. Darvish, who scheduled to start Tuesday against Tampa Bay, threw 30 pitches in a bullpen session and went through fielding drills Saturday. Ike Davis hit his 2nd homer of the day with 1 out in the 9th inning soon after Lucas Duda cut a runner down at the plate. That was enough to lift the New York Mets to their first series win at home since early July. The victims, the Houston Astros, 2-1 the final on Sunday. After being on the road for 6 games, the Astros come home for 6. They'll host San Francisco starting tomorrow. In the NFL, former Texas A&M kicker Randy Bullock is out for the season after tearing a muscle near his groin. Houston Texans coach Gary Kubiak says the rookie will be placed on injured reserve. Kubiak says Bullock was black and blue and could barely lift his right leg when he came in for treatment following Saturday's 34-27 loss to New Orleans. He'll go on injured reserve. Bullock was competing with veteran Shane Graham. He was 3-for-4 on field goals. Graham had gone 5-for-5. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo expects to be throwing again to Miles Austin and Dez Bryant in the next game he plays, and hopefully Pro Bowl tight end Jason Witten, too. Romo ended his preseason just fine with his 3 favorite targets standing on the sideline injured. Romo was 9 of 13 passing for 198 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 20-19 win over St. Louis Saturday night. Cowboys scored 17 of their points in the 3 series Romo played in the first quarter. A team from Tokyo clobbered the club from Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 12-2 to take the championship game of the Little League World Series. The contest halted in the 5th by the 10-run rule. And from the Boy Scout file, if Terrell Owens is going to make an NFL comeback, it will not be in Seattle. The 38-year-old wide receiver was cut by the Seahawks as NFL teams reduced rosters from 90 to 75 players. After sitting out last season, Owens signed a 1-year deal with Seattle earlier this month, just days before the club's first preseason game. 656 Sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you, too. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or morefeed.com. High today around 94, so we do have a 30% chance of rain today, 20% tonight and tomorrow, and the temperature's gradually rising as we move through the week as it stands right now, looking at a high Thursday, as a matter of fact, at 98 degrees. Now, again, some of that could change based on what Isaac does, and we'll talk about its positioning in just a little while. Right now, 76 degrees out there.
When you buy a certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying, just driving. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Norma G. Tractor,
It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52 horsepower tractor with a Kubota front end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
You know, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor right here in College Station, it's Texas Trading Post or txtraders.com. You know, there you'll find T-shirts and cufflinks. They've got Texas cookbooks, waffle irons, all things Texas. You'll find them right there at Post as well. And also corporate gifts, all sorts of price ranges for you to choose from. They also have gifts to honor our military and firefighters and law enforcement as well. So get in touch with the Harvells, Linda and Russ, and let them show you how you can get everything Texas at Texas Trading Post, txtraders.com. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Isaac's coming, so the Gulf Coast is prepping for a big storm.
It's forecast to slow down as it approaches the coast. That means a longer period of time that you will be dealing with very heavy rainfall. Locally, up to 18 inches of rain will be possible out here, and a storm surge as high as 12 feet above normal tide levels.
That's Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. As for the storm's track,
right now we're talking about landfall possible over the city of New Orleans as a Category 1 hurricane early Wednesday morning.
About 300 miles of the Gulf Coast is under a warning. Isaac now pouring down on South Florida, delaying the Republican convention. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
Today will end as fast as it begins with Republicans opening their convention but immediately recessing it due to Tropical Storm Isaac. Many delegates like Becky Berger of Texas have arrived in the Tampa area wearing their red, white, and blue.
We're very excited to be here and support Mitt and get him elected. I'm excited.
The roll call is scheduled for tomorrow, as well as speeches by Ann Romney and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Christie won't even offer a hint about what he'll say. Dave?
Jennifer, gas prices up again, another 7 cents the last 2 weeks in the Lundberg Nationwide Survey that puts self-serve regular $3.76 a gallon. Another Afghan that U.S. troops are training turns on them, maybe. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither details this live.
There's been another so-called green-on-blue attack. Two Americans shot by an Afghan soldier. They were training in the east of the country. This time, however, it appears to have been an accident. That makes 12 foreign soldiers in the past month killed by insider attacks. The killings, often claimed by the Taliban, are being played down by NATO commanders who put it down to stress. Dave?
Emily, an American serving time for fighting for the Taliban in Afghanistan, John Walker Lind, goes to court today, fighting government restrictions on Muslim group prayers at his Indiana prison. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
High-calling radio spots air daily across the U.S., but Mike does more than listen. Each week in an employee meeting, he replays a spot. And each week, Mike and his employees discuss how that topic, the message, relates to their work days. Howard Butt mentions the tone of voice one employee offers. That's not just about work. Let me tell you, tone of voice begins at home. Everyone laughs, several folks nod, an idea gains strength. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. More than 400 radio spots are yours for the downloading at thehighcalling.org. Food for thought, fuel for conversation, sharing ideas, we all do better to consider the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
At Schlitterbahn, it's the most fun.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels. Voted the best water park in the world for 14 straight years. Schlitterbahn has bigger, better, and more rides than any other water park. Nobody comes close. More than 3 miles of tubing rides, 8 kid water parks, wave pools, heated pools, uphill water coasters, and slides of all kinds. And now in 2012, experience the falls, the longest white water adventure ride on planet Earth. Voted best new water park ride anywhere. Plus, enjoy the Aquavair, the Deluge, the Butterfly Bayou, Boogie Bay, and more. And get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
It's that time again, the 6th Annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in downtown Bryan. Save the date, October 12th and 13th. Enjoy steak, wine, music, and fun in downtown Bryan. Save the date for October 12th and 13th, TexasRedsFestival.com.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado, a superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have that?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite. Now with Spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police are investigating an armed robbery that took place Saturday evening in the 1900 block of Dartmouth. The victim, who is a Bryan resident, said he'd been visiting the pool area of an apartment complex when a black male, possibly in his early 20s, who was wearing a bandana that covered his face, produced a handgun from his waistband and demanded money. The thief then fled on foot, joining another black male. Responding officers were unable to find either man, and the investigation has been turned over to the Criminal Investigations Division. A College Station woman is accused of telling the school district superintendent and four elementary school administrators she was, quoting, going to blow your head off like the constable. 24-year-old Tanisha Ragson is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest on 5 misdemeanor counts of making a terroristic threat against a public servant.
I think it's important to note that this is an event that happened after the board meeting, and
you know, it was something that happened outside and very few people were around to see it. And it wasn't something that happened in the board meeting or during the board meeting.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Gleenwinkle says the altercation came after Raxon had participated in a grievance hearing that involved Superintendent Eddie Coulson and all seven board members. None of the board members heard the threat, which included two expletives. Gleenwinkle says as a result of the first ever incident of its type, he expects security to be discussed at next month's board meeting. A rash of wrecks on local streets last Friday brought out another reminder about looking out for students and other drivers new to town.
It is a good opportunity to remind everybody that we do have 8,000 new freshmen in town, plus the other students that are going to be at A&M for the first time this year. Just remember that we've got a lot of younger drivers that don't know their way around.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says there were no life-threatening injuries following crashes on the freeway between Harvey Road and Briarcrest and earlier in the day at Texas and Southwest Parkway. Brazos County commissioners have filled the administrative role created with the recent death of Constable Brian Bachman. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jeff Reeves was named head of the constable's office on an interim basis.
I believe it would have been Brian's choice. He chose him as chief deputy to help him run that department. So we made him the department head, not the constable. We did not appoint him a constable. He hasn't met the residency requirements yet. So we appointed him as the department head to be able to run that office until we decide to do something else.
Peter says Reeves can sign timesheets and make office decisions along with performing law enforcement duties. Did you know there's a West Nile virus vaccine? It's been around as long as the virus, but it's only available for horses.
Most horses are vaccinated, in fact, across the United States, and especially in areas where they tend to have a lot of mosquitoes.
Tracy Norman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, says the vaccine is very effective, again, only for horses.
I've heard people be frustrated about that. I'm sure there's a very good reason why it's not available for people.
While some horses that have been vaccinated for West Nile virus may still get the disease, the severity is much less. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 74 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. You can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
School is back in session. Your first lesson? Buying a new car, truck, or SUV from Sterling Auto Group for less is as easy as ABC. A at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. That's right. If you can sign your name, you can drive away. 2012 GMC Sierra pickups, zero down, just $279 per month. Plus, get up to $10,000 off remaining 2012 GMC trucks in stock. B, Sterling Auto Group wants your current car or truck, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. C at Sterling Auto Group, get huge savings on all GMC Terrain, Acadia, Yukon, and Buick Enclave SUVs in stock with 0 APR for 72 months on select models. At Sterling Auto Group, we are thousands less than the competition, and that makes buying a new car, truck, or SUV for less easy. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit. 0 APR, $1389 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, it's 712, News Talk 1620, WTAW. My truck's over at Classic Collision right now. But it's okay. You know, normally if you'd say that, you'd think, well, something not good happened. Well, no, what I'm doing is getting some upholstery work done because as we've started to talk about what they're doing at Classic Collision and Restoration, in addition to taking care of the outside of your vehicle, is also they work on the inside. For instance, maybe you've thought about this would be a time or this is the vehicle that you want to convert to a leather interior. If you want to do that, then, you know, Classic Collision can do that. It's Thomas Upholstery that's back there behind the main building. Maybe you need to install a new headliner or get some new carpet installed or convertible top because they do those as well. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's it doesn't have to be a car. It can be a boat, some sort of an RV interior. They can do all of that custom upholstery work for you, too, with the same attention to detail that you get at the front shop where they do the work on your vehicle. So give them a call at 779-8399. That's Classic Collision. There's a special number for Thomas Upholstery. It's 255-6594 if you want it. But anyway, you can do that. You can follow them on Facebook as well. But now know that at Classic Collision and Restoration, you can have work done on the inside of your car as well as on the outside at Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 West. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We'll be keeping a watch on Isaac this week. The good news is right now it doesn't look to be a threat to us. Partial sun today, 95. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy at 75. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine during the day Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll hear from Texas A&M volleyball coach Laurie Corbelli as she celebrates her 500th win. Got that over the weekend. NFL, Dallas Cowboys get a win. Houston Texans drop one. It was also a costly weekend for the Texans because Randy Bullock is out for the season. And it's game week for the A&M football team. Those stories and more coming up in sports.
If that sounds like Chase Murphy to you doing sports... It's Chase Murphy doing sports over there.
Actually, my name is Chance Murray.
That's right. So what's that about? Why are they doing that? How come he's in there? Well, he's doing sports for the last week. We said, what would you like to do your last week here?
And I said, sleep in.
That's right. We said that wasn't an option. Couldn't do that. So anyway, so he's doing sports for his last week here. And that's Cat McMullen, who's doing news for us there. And we'll have a new infomaniac. I think we're making that announcement this week.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Yeah, so there we go. We'll, we'll leak that out to the media. And
oh, okay. Sources say?
Yeah, right, sure, fine, whatever.
I heard it was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, did you? Well, yeah, we've been called worse. That's, that's for sure.
You'd fit right in.
Now, one of the things, Kat, that you also do, by the way, happy first day of school for everybody. This is the old day where, Mom, my stomach doesn't feel good.
No, they're excited today, you know, up to a certain year.
Well.
Yeah, I was pretty nerdy. I would always get excited. But you're always the most tired after the first day of school.
Is that it?
Yeah, you go in and you're meeting everyone. They're all new people, trying to remember everybody's name and writing down all the syllabus stuff.
Yeah,
and
yep. Syllabus?
Yeah, syllabi, yeah. I don't know.
Well, whatever. I'm thinking second graders going, syllabus? Wow.
Well,
you're thinking college, aren't you?
No, I was thinking junior high and high school.
I never had a junior high or high school class that handed out
a
syllabus.
What a bookworm she must have been in school. Were you a bookworm in school?
I guess so.
She was like the nerdy smart kid. There you go.
I wasn't very cool. That's true.
Nothing wrong.
Well, I was like the nerd cross with the artsy drama kind of person.
Ah, there you go. Nothing wrong with actually wanting to learn once you go to school. I mean, I know. The thing, though, that, you know, it's still going to be hot today, so you can't wear that really, you know, neat thing that you wanted to wear because it's for when the weather gets warmer, colder, but nonetheless. So, and one of the other things now that you'll need to do, Kat, from time to time, is I want to hear about the story again, a new story that you've done.
All right.
And so that we can kind of analyze it or break it down a little bit. And this morning you have the story about the robbery that took place at the apartment complex.
Yeah.
That was a little bit unusual, I think. Let's say that it's a Sunday afternoon and you're at your...
Well, it was actually Saturday evening.
Okay, it's Saturday evening. Let's take a phone call. Hello?
Oh, yes. I just wondered, why is Chase leaving?
Yeah, I know. That's because I'm so hard to work with.
That's what it is. Nobody likes
Scott.
That's
what it is. Yeah, it's right. No, anyway, he's taking another job in town. He'll still be here. You'll still hear him do, you know, Voice of God things there at Kyle Field and at Reed Arena, so he'll still be around. And we'll probably have him wander back in and do some high school football. And I don't know, if this thing doesn't work out, he may be back doing, you know, this again.
It's been known to happen
scrubbing
before.
Scrubbing the toilets, as you said.
It has happened before.
The precedent has been set.
But anyway, you know, if you want to tell them what you're going to go do.
I will be the manager of public affairs for Atmos Energy starting Monday, September 10th. If you know a guy by the name of Ken Fogle, very well known here in town. He has moved on to greener pastures with the company and had to leave to do it. But that position opened up, and I will be starting there September 10th.
There you go.
Is Friday your official last day?
Yes.
Okay, well, I am baking something. I've bought some of the ingredients, and I've printed off the recipe.
All right, keep it secret.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, good.
We'll probably have coconut and cottage cheese and watermelon.
Yeah, it'll be watermelon. Make sure we do a side of watermelon for it.
That'll
be just, be good stuff. So anyway, so it happened on Saturday afternoon. Let's say that you want to go out to the pool there at your apartment complex on a Saturday afternoon. And then what happened?
Well, he's a Brian man visiting this apartment complex, and then
really? Mm-hmm. He went all the way to College Station. Come on out to the pool.
Yep, I guess so.
You think he had signed in? I mean, you think he was actually there with a resident of the apartment complex?
Probably.
Do we know?
He's not just some party goer. This was a 47-year-old Hispanic male.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe so.
So he was there, and then a black man came up with a bandana covering his face.
Allegedly.
He pulled a handgun out of his waistband. And
allegedly.
Demanded for money. Allegedly, yeah.
So. All right, who carries your money to the pool? I mean, I don't know.
We don't know that he was actually in trunks. He may have just been cutting across the pool to his vehicle.
I guess that could be. That's possible.
It just happened near the pool.
I was just kind of thinking.
I don't know. Well, this says he had been visiting the pool area. So, I mean, when I read the press little release, I understood he was at the pool. But, yeah, I'm with
but
you.
Again,
who has money in their swim trunk?
I don't know. I never take that to the swimming pool. But nonetheless, I guess it worked.
Swim up bar.
Good point, but usually you just sign it and put it on the room, don't you?
Well, it's kind of hard to do that in an apartment complex.
Do they have a swim-up bar there? Wow! There are kids right now seeing if they can move. Wait a minute. I want to go there. Yeah. No, I say that. They're not,
moms and dads calling wondering why their rent was $6,000 last month.
And again, you think about that, all the freshmen with their 8 o'clock classes today. They're loving that. They're trying to figure out where parking lot is.
Oh, yeah, right about now, it's got to be fun on the roads.
Yeah.
About now.
One of the great things, for years, haven't had to fight that traffic. And on the days I take off there, be like at 7:30, I'm trying to pull out on the road. I'm going, where are all these people doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the roads are pretty quiet here. But
well, the highway is, but you know what? We've got more than that.
Yeah, we do.
It's been a while since I've had to remind you this, but just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot that. Okay. All right, let's have a look and see what's free on Craigslist today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Any couches?
I'm not sure. Let's see. Three used bicycle helmets.
Cracked?
I don't know.
Used once?
I'm just thinking, I'd probably want to do some Lysol in that. I mean,
don't you know it.
Just think I would. All size extra large. So, there you go.
Hey, big head, I want to buy your helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, maybe just big hair. Let's be kind.
Could be. Fair, a set of four shamrock-shaped ice cube trays. Notre Dame will be kicking off. We're playing in Shreveport. They're in Dublin, so it's pretty much the same.
Oh, yeah.
My dad would probably enjoy that.
Yeah, why is that?
Oh, just because he loves Ireland and
all things
Irish.
Oh, I thought he was a Notre Dame fan or something. No. Okay, entire hardback set of Harry Potter book series.
That's for free?
It says here with free water damage.
Oh, I see.
Oh, slightly wrinkled.
I was going to say, where's the catch? That sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, speaking of which, set of dog bowls, one for food, one for water, for extremely large canines. Got that. That's free and available.
The condition is you have to take the Great Dane that comes along with it.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I can relate. Let's see. So now that was kind of that was Craigslist national, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So
anything fun and interesting locally?
If only there were some place that I could go to find free Black Lab puppies.
This is in College Station.
It is. That's in College Station. This is from yesterday, so it could all be gone now. Free shed and lumber in the Snook area, so head on out there for that.
Take your smart car out there and say you want to take the shed home.
See how that works. pallets, old doors, and scrap lumber. That was a Tom T. Hall song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And this one, which sounds intriguing, is
you goofy gigglers.
You like that, yeah. And also a speaker stand.
Just a stand, huh?
Just the stand. It's apparently a 35-inch satellite speaker stand, so that's out there and available.
Well, maybe
for
the speaker blowed up.
It could be. So anyway, that's what's free out there on Craigslist for you today.
Yeah.
So that if for some reason you were disappointed in that garage sale, it didn't work out quite the way you wanted, there you go.
You know what? There didn't happen to be any toaster ovens on there, did there?
Well, they're very Very seldom will you find small appliances. Why, did you have a toaster oven accident over the weekend?
Well, no, my toaster oven, it died a while back.
I got you. You use that a lot, do you?
I do. I love toaster ovens.
Okay, but I mean, what do you see, as you become part of the show, we'll find out more and more about you. It's a matter of how much information you choose to share. One of the great things about Tom was we really ended up sometimes getting a dump truck load when a spoonful would have been just fine.
Okay. Absolutely.
And, again, that kind of was creepy in its own way because we would find out some pretty unusual things. So we'll go there in a minute. Hello.
Yeah, I still think the milk machine's weird.
It was. Hello.
I bet you want to bet she don't know who Tom T. Hall is.
Well, she may not know. Do you know who Tom T. Hall is, Kat?
I do not.
Yeah,
I don't know everything, although I am an infomaniac.
That's right. He's a songwriter, I think still alive. He's married to a British woman, by the way. And he wrote a song called Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine.
Oh.
So anytime you could put like three strange things together, that's what we did. And that's was kind of making fun of that.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, in my head, I was guessing if it was a reference to the guy who sings it, Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women. You know that song?
I don't.
Well, that's what I...
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Some old guy.
that's what we always love, you know, when we're doing trivia and that happens, we call that stupid trivia. So anyway, so what do you normally cook when it's working in your toaster oven?
Oh, gosh. You can cook egg rolls, pizza. Leftover pizza is amazing in a toaster oven. Bagels. I make a lot of toast. I like toast with beans on it, toast with honey on it.
Sorry. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Back up. Beans. Now, beans is in a meat. Beans is a gigantic world, so...
Like baked beans. Baked beans on toast is a complete protein. You have your pulses, and you have the... you know, starches, and so it makes a complete protein. And
would these be homemade baked beans? You do like Bush's beans, or what do you do?
I have done homemade beans before, but I would have to say canned beans at this point.
Is it pork and beans ever?
Well, I mean, it's just normal baked beans.
You can just hear it.
Yeah.
You can just hear it.
The problem with pork and beans, see, and again, I've always wondered is, you know, you open it up, what's the first thing you see?
A pork.
Big, giant lard blob.
Lard blob. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It, yeah. And again, I don't know. Is that pork fat? You don't have any idea, do you?
It's something rendered.
It could be gopher fat, and you just don't know. It's
true.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure gopher fat doesn't taste the same.
I'm not sure. Well, what does it taste like?
I don't eat
like?
It. It's I don't eat it. I pick it out.
I don't eat it either.
The gopher fat?
Yeah,
it does not.
If I do pork and beans, that whatever little glob of whatever that is, it's going in the sink.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you opened it up and it were missing, would you go, well, these aren't real pork and beans?
I just have and beans. Where's my pork?
Oh.
I didn't order and beans. I ordered pork and beans.
I need to have that thing floating right there. And I'm hoping
it's how you know you've got genuine pork and beans.
So I'm hoping when they do How It's Made, you know, with it.
They'll show how that gets there.
It's kind of like the worm in the tequila. It's just part of it.
But there must be one. That's the thing. Is that the last thing at Stokely Van Camp before they clamp it down that they put that little blob of fat in there?
Yeah, I think they're probably...
Maybe the fat is stuck to the top of the lid.
That would be a... Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey. I think maybe that thing in that pork and beans is the fingertip of the canner himself.
See, now that we don't know that.
Super 8 Sign here. We can all agree that a road trip is awesome, and a road trip in a free Ford Escape is awesomer. But a road trip in a free Ford Escape souped up with all the gadgets you need is awesomer. The Super 8 Great Escape Sweepstakes is back. Check out Facebook.com/Super8 for your chance to win the ultimate road trip ride. A Ford Escape souped up with gadgets galore. Super power! No purchase necessary. August 8th, 28th, 2012. U.S. Canadian residents age 21 and over. Official rules at Facebook.com/Super8. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individual individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado, a superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some? It's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh thin on a Subway favorite. Now with Spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Hey, 729, no rush update this morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Act locally, think globally, and act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Temps, we're going to get warmer as the week goes by. It looks like about Thursday's 96. At least that's the forecast right now. Isaac may impact all of that. We have a 30% chance of rain today and a high of 94, 20% chance of rain tonight at 75, and a 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Right now, 85% relative humidity. The winds are calm, and we've got 79 degrees out there.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555, or visit me on the web at Aggieland Real Estate.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man was robbed at gunpoint at an apartment complex pool in the 1900 block of Dartmouth around 6 Saturday evening. The victim described the thief as a black male, possibly in his early 20s, with a bandana hiding his face. He says the thief pulled a handgun from his waistband and demanded money, then fled the scene to join another black male. College Station's officers responding to the scene were unable to locate either of the men. The investigation is ongoing and has been turned over to the Criminal Investigations Division. Local law enforcement hope for a quieter start to the new week on the freeway and major streets. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department has the reminder to look out for drivers new to the Twin Cities.
They're excited. You know, it's the first time away from home for many of them. It's a really neat time in their lives. So let's be a little bit more patient with them. Let them, you know, realize that they've got to learn. And while they're learning, we have to be more vigilant.
Last Friday, wrecks closed portions of the freeway and Texas Avenue. Those who were hurt did not sustain life-threatening injuries. A threat made to College Station school administrators following this month's Board of Trustees meeting led to the arrest of a parent and a renewal of discussing future security issues.
It is something that has been discussed a little bit in the past, but there's never been a need for security or a police officer at our board meeting. But again, I think it is something that will be discussed at the September board meeting when that agenda is being made up.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the threat was not made during a grievance hearing where the parent met in executive session with the superintendent and all seven board members. Instead, the incident was in the parking lot after the meeting adjourned and was directed at Superintendent Eddie Coulson and four elementary school administrators. 24-year-old Tanisha Ragston is accused of saying she was, quoting, going to blow your head off like the constable. Ragston, who was arrested for five misdemeanor counts of making a terroristic threat against a public servant, is out of jail after posting bond. The chief deputy to the late Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman has been appointed to oversee administrative duties. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jeff Reeves will be serving on an interim basis.
He can do everything that he could as a constable, chief deputy, or deputy. He still handles it. The thing that he can do now is he can sign timesheets. He can make decisions about how the office goes in the interim. You know, he can do all those things just like a constable would.
Peters says Reeves was not appointed constable because he hasn't met residency requirements. There is such a thing as a vaccine against West Nile virus, something very familiar to horse owners.
Their vaccination for West Nile virus in horses has been available for a while.
Tracy Norman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, says the vaccine for horses is sold on the internet for about $25.
We don't recommend that. You know, I'm a veterinarian, and, you know, anytime you give a horse any kind of medication like that or preventative that's done by a veterinarian.
Norman says horses get West Nile virus the same way humans do, through a mosquito bite. WTAW News Time is 7:34 at 75 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. You can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time for the Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAVE.
Sunshine will be with us throughout the day. Watch for a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Highs near 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the chance for shower, thunderstorm, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. For Wednesday, we'll call for sun, a high of 90 to 95. But Wednesday's forecast is very dependent on where Isaac makes landfall by the middle of the work week. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M football team gearing up to start the 2012 campaign. The Kevin Sumlin era kicks off Thursday night, 6:30, as they take on Louisiana Tech in Shreveport. We'll hear from both the offensive and defensive coordinators coming up. And Randy Bullock, the former A&M kicker, out for the season for the Houston Texans after tearing a muscle near his groin. Ouch. He will be placed on injured reserve. Those stories and more coming up in sport.
There you go, and happy first day of school to everybody. You know, the public schools, the private schools, they're all getting started. And then, of course, the blends and the Texas A&Ms.
And remember, no matter how you did last year, this is a whole fresh new year with fresh opportunities.
Oh, listen to her. Man, doing the Miss Positive thing.
Man.
Yeah. Today is a good day to start making good decisions.
It is. It's a good day.
I would agree. So, Dez Bryant, Dallas Cowboy.
Right. Boy Scout.
Well, apparently, yes. Apparently, they've got babysitters for him now.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate?
I'll be glad to. We remember him from his playing days at Oklahoma State, and he was a man among boys in many ways. He was quite good at what he did. But he was
darn close to being a fighting Texas Aggie.
That's right.
might be better than he was.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's owed some folks some money. He shoved his mama, among other things. Jerry Jones has had enough.
Well, you know, and then what was it? He was it the Galleria? One of the malls there in Dallas. He's walking around with some of his friends, but he's got his pants pulled down.
Yeah.
And the security guard says, no, it's a rule. You got to pull those up. Well, then, you know, he gets in a fight with the security guard. Yeah.
So here we go. Here's some of the ground rules that have been established for Mr. Bryant. A midnight curfew. If he's going to miss curfew, team officials need to know. I guess that's just probably an automatic call every night. No drinking of alcohol. Cannot attend gentlemen's clubs. And can only attend nightclubs if they are approved by the team and he has his security team with him. So there's places where you can go to play the games and get the tickets that you can trade in for prizes, and they serve pizza.
Right.
Chuck E.
Right.
Cheese's.
Yeah, he'd probably do that.
Animatronic rodents that like to dance around and sing.
He'd probably do that. Must attend counseling sessions twice a week. A rotating three-man security team will leave one man with Bryant at all times, and members of the security team will drive Mr. Bryant to practices, games, and team functions. So, there you go. Well, we're having a look at the football schedule. You know, with college football
That's
getting
right.
started this on Thursday. And, I mean, A&M is on ESPNU, but there's about a dozen games on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, since it's the holiday weekend, we're just going to be broke out with them. On Friday night, for instance, the Tennessee Volunteers will be playing.
Playing the Wolfpack.
Yeah, of North Carolina State. So that'll be interesting. Then, of course, Saturday, a full array of games that's going to be highlighted by Alabama playing Michigan.
Well, if you ever wanted living proof that television, you know, caters to the ability to be totally useless to society.
Uh-huh. I think we knew that, but if you want more proof.
But if you needed more reinforcement, the fact is that because Notre Dame is playing Navy in Dublin on Saturday.
Not Texas.
No.
Not Ohio.
No, they're not going to get some Dr. Pepper and come back. No, they're playing in Ireland, and that game will be starting at 9 in the morning.
Ah.
So you could sit, and this is just glorious, you could sit down at 9 a.m. if you wanted to and start watching college football, and you could watch, and I think the last game comes on that night at 10. You could watch until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
10:30, actually.
Oh, goodness.
10:30. So let's say 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You could do like FSN is going to have Oklahoma 2:30. And UTEP starting at 10:30.
Because that one will be over in the first 9 seconds at all.
But, I mean, you know, you'll want to see it. Now, and to also show that television does rule college football, Sunday, it's
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's Southern Methodist and Baylor.
Got a couple of so-called Christian schools going to play on the Lord's Day.
Oh.
Playing in Waco.
And golly.
You know, and they got to hate. I mean, look, I guarantee you there was some sort of consternation there because there's nothing worse than being in Waco and the liquor stores are closed on game day. I'm just saying. She got quiet, didn't she?
She sure did.
I'm just thinking about it. Yeah. It's difficult because my pastor's went to SMU, so he's always, SMU. And
I like SMU.
I didn't know that this was going to be Baylor versus SMU.
You see him on Sunday, you can poke him and go, hey, here we go, kicking it off at 6:30 tonight.
Wear my line jersey to church.
Yeah,
yeah, I bet
there
he'd
you
like
go.
That.
Yeah, do that. See if that works out. 7:42. Hello.
Yes, but the almighty dollar trumps the almighty Lord.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
Right. Apparently.
Yeah, be there. Well, you know, the first time it was kind of funny. Second time it was, yeah, really. And now it's time to shake our heads because early Friday morning, Randy Travis was again arrested for simple assault after a fight in a church parking lot. That's 2 out of 3 in a church parking lot, isn't it?
Well, but did you hear what the circumstances were?
I don't know the circumstances at all.
I don't want to jump right in the middle of taking up for the man because I think he's got problems.
Yeah.
I think he's got some pretty serious problems that need to be addressed.
Yeah. With just the UT hat being a minor one?
Well, his problems need to be addressed, and he just needs to remain dressed, which both of which have become problematic lately. The thing is, this was a woman that he knew, and apparently she and her husband were arguing, and it turned physical.
Okay.
And he intervened.
Okay.
And the man, you know, simple assault basically is your word against somebody else's. Mm-hmm. Why he got arrested, I'm not really sure. Because in Texas, a lot of times you won't even get arrested because it's just your word against somebody else's, and you file mutual complaints against the other. But, the idea of that happening is, you know.
That is a little different.
Well, and then, there's been another story. There was the one that came out yesterday or day before that they found his truck wrecked out. And of course, it's all about Randy Travis's truck getting wrecked out. Yeah. Well, come to find out, it was somebody, they talked to his brother. They talked to Randy Travis's brother and said it was a guy that works for Randy or works, you know, at his farm or his ranch or whatever it is,
right.
Works there. And he's the one that drives the truck. Randy never drives it. But because it's Randy Travis's truck,
right.
you make the immediate connection. And so then wonderful mugshot, you know, which has joined the Hall of Fame with Glenn Campbell, Nick Nolte, and many others, that wonderful mugshot gets, you know, splattered all across the page again, too. So
soon he'll be called Troubled Singer.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Troubled Travis.
Yeah, so very nice. So now
he and Doug Supernaw go on a tour together.
Woo! Let's he and Superdar aren't in the same zip code. Man, I tell you, that boy just couldn't stay out of trouble. Anyway, so as mentioned, Texas A&M University starting here locally along with Blinn. Students at the University of Colorado in Boulder can now bring their guns to school. The court ruled that the university's ban on guns was unconstitutional. Weapons must still be concealed, can only be carried by a permit holder. You've got to be at least 21. So, of course, that knocks a lot of the kids out of being qualified to do that. And cannot be brought to undergraduate dorms or sporting events. But university officials are, nevertheless, worried about guns on campus.
Well, you know, when I read about that, though, if it's anything like Baylor, where a significant percentage of the student body is required to live on campus, then really all those people can't have guns anyway. Where are they going to keep it? In their car?
Yep, got to put it in your vehicle then. Got to do that. Yeah, then that's a whole new kettle of fish. Still, the campus must abide by the court ruling. The university chancellor notified the faculty that professors, quote, do not have the right to shut down a class or refuse to teach if they learn that one of their students is lawfully carrying a gun. So there you are. That's Colorado.
But I have tenure, and I'm a college professor.
That's right. I know better. Just saying. Could be kind of different. The government can't force cigarette makers to put graphic imagery warnings of the dangers of smoking on their packages. In a 2-1 decision, a federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling that the labels themselves violate free speech protection.
Interesting.
Yeah. They said that the case raises the novel question about the scope of the government's authority to regulate a company's speech.
Yeah, and I probably would agree with that, because I know that in England they do have those graphic pictures.
Uh-huh.
Like, and, you know, even if you're not, I'm not a smoker, I don't plan on becoming one, but I didn't, you know, people will just throw packets down and you're sort of, everyone's forced to see mouth cancer and dissolved lungs.
So
and,
now, did you have a friend who was a smoker, and did they have their life changed or in any way impacted because of the graphic pictures?
No, just people, everyone who wanted to smoke, smoked, and yeah. I was the one having to look at nasty pictures because they would throw their packages down on the road.
And,
so.
You know, and it's a different world, too, because, you know, went through the airport in Heathrow, and they allow you to carry a Bic lighter with you.
Huh.
Through security. I mean, questioned the security guy, and he said, well, yeah, you can have one lighter.
My only thought is, I mean, I wondered about why tobacco was so popular over there. My only thought was that, well, maybe it's because it's so cold and it's fun to blow smoke.
Warm
I don't know.
Warm up your lungs.
But...
Hello.
Hi. If the chancellor in Colorado thinks that they weren't already bringing their guns to class, he's crazy.
Yeah, that's a point. Hello.
Car manufacturers should have to post car wrecks on their advertisements, too.
There you go. How about that? Got to put a sticker on the window that shows what will happen if you do something stupid with the vehicle.
Mm. Or, no, put a picture on a cell phone.
Oh, of a brain tumor?
Well, no, I mean a car crash.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, yeah, okay. Text and die? Sure. All right.
Or you could put Randy Travis's picture on all your alcohol products.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location. And school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When it comes to marriage, we talk a lot about things like commitment and intimacy, but a concept that is often overlooked is the idea of marital friendship. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Many married couples start out saying they're best friends, but then kids come along and careers take off. Life gets crowded with commitments and responsibilities. Before you know it, these former best friends are disconnected. Thankfully, there are steps you can take to keep the bonds of friendship strong between you and your spouse. Author Allison Weasley has a list of 10 suggestions to make this happen. First, recognize that friendship takes a lot of work and time. Establish a few hours each week to spend quality time together, and then guard it with your lives. Next, explore your spouse's interests, whether it's baseball or theater or gardening. Find out what they're passionate about. Then join them, even if it's not your cup of tea. Third, find some things that you and your spouse both enjoy, and then do them. Planning fun activities together is something friends do. Fourth, use conflict to sharpen and purify your friendship. It's okay to disagree. In fact, it's essential for healthy communication. Fifth, nourish and care for one another. Just like with a good friend who may be discouraged, provide a word of encouragement and a hug for your spouse. I'll finish the list next time, but to help your marriages thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
7:51 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Sports brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Texas A&M football team heads to Shreveport on Wednesday to take on Louisiana Tech Thursday night at Independence Stadium. A&M is a perfect 10-0 lifetime against the Bulldogs. The closest win was a 38-27 decision in 1982 when offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury was a ripe old 3 years of age. Kingsbury, who led the wide-open air raid offense as quarterback at Texas Tech, says he's pleased with how the A&M starting receivers are coming along, but the real test is yet to come.
We still had to see what they do in the games, but they've all progressed well through fall camp, and there's four or five others on that list that could at any moment come in and spell those guys. So we got lots of receivers to work with.
As for nerves on a true freshman starting at quarterback, Kingsbury hopes senior receiver Ryan Swope can help out Johnny Manziel if he gets in a tight spot.
That's kind of the security blanket deal. If he ever gets in trouble, he knows Ryan's going to be there and will make plays for him. So that's been huge, and Ryan's done a good job talking to him anytime, you know, he gets in one of those situations, settling him down, and really had a calming effect on him.
The Aggies are pretty well loaded offensively. Defense, a bit of a question mark going into Thursday's opener, but defensive coordinator Mark Snyder says the players are making progress.
I mean, I feel pretty good there with the first group. We still got some work to do with the second group. But again, we won't know till we get to game speed. It's hard to simulate game speed, and we're going to get some really good wideouts right off the bat, right out the gate. So we'll have a lot better feel after about the first quarter.
The Aggies and Bulldogs kick off Thursday night at 6:30 right here on your home for Aggie Sports. The game will also be broadcast live on ESPNU. High school football also begins this week. Both the A&M Consolidated Tigers and Bryan Vikings are on the road. Consol hosts former district rival Coppers Cove. The Ross Rogers era at Bryan begins Friday at Merrill Green Stadium as the Vikings take on Waco Midway. The Rutter Rangers head to Elgin to take on the Wildcats, and the College Station Cougars, playing a mostly JV schedule, officially get underway playing Schulenburg's varsity. The Cougars are on the road against the Shorthorns. In the NFL, former Texas A&M kicker Randy Bullock is out for the season after tearing a muscle near his groin. Houston Texans coach Gary Kubiak says the rookie will be placed on injured reserve. Kubiak says Bullock was black and blue and could barely lift his right leg when he came in for treatment following Saturday's 34-27 loss to New Orleans. He'll go on injured reserve now. Bullock was competing with veteran Shane Graham. He was 3-for-4 on field goals. Graham had gone 5-for-5 in the preseason. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo expects to be throwing again to Miles Austin and Dez Bryant in the next game he plays, and hopefully Pro Bowl tight end Jason Witten as well. Romo ended his preseason just fine with his three favorite targets standing on the sideline injured. Romo was 9 of 13 for passing for 198 yards and two touchdowns in a 20-19 victory over St. Louis Saturday night. The Cowboys scored 17 of their points in the three series Romo played in the first quarter. Congratulations to Texas A&M head volleyball coach Lori Corbelli, who picked up her 500th career win over the weekend. The Aggies got Corbelli the milestone Friday in a three-game decision shutout of Texas State. Like most coaches, Corbelli is a competitor and wants to win every game, but she still recognizes the significance of the occasion.
I'm glad that we celebrate wins because there's also a lot of losses there that were heartbreaking, but they did teach me a lot and taught my team a lot, so you know, I have to give thanks for those as well.
A&M was 2-1 in their own tournament, also getting a three-game win over North Dakota, but losing in four games to fifth-ranked USC. The Aggies head to New Haven, Connecticut this weekend to take part in the Yale Classic. 12th-ranked A&M soccer team celebrated their home opener at Ellis Field in front of more than 4,300 fans Saturday night. The Aggies didn't disappoint, blanking UTSA 2-0. A&M improves to 2-1 on the season, and they're back in action Friday night at 7 when they host Rutgers. Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins held off the Texas Rangers 6-5. Sunday to snap a five-game losing streak. Twins avoided getting swept in the four-game series. They finished a 10-game road trip with a 2-8 record. Scott Feldman lost his fourth straight start for the Rangers, but still thought he had a decent outing.
One of those games where I think I made good pitches for the most part. They, like I said, they laid some nice bunts down, and
had their fast guys on base the whole time, and they put up five runs.
Josh Hamilton hit his 35th homer for Texas and drove in four runs, giving him a major league leading 111 RBIs. Meantime, Texas right-hander Yu Darvish is expected to make his scheduled start Tuesday after missing his previous outing with right quadriceps tightness. Darvish, who is scheduled to start Tuesday against Tampa Bay, threw 30 pitches in a bullpen session and went through fielding drills on Saturday. Ike Davis hit his second homer of the day with one out in the ninth soon after Lucas Duda cut a runner down at the plate, lifting the New York Mets to a 2-1 win over the Houston Astros Sunday. It was their first series win for the Mets at home since early July. After being on the road for six games, the Astros come home for six. They'll host San Francisco starting tomorrow. Team from Tokyo clobbered the club from Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 12-2 in the championship game of the Little League World Series. The contest was halted in the fifth inning by the 10-run rule. In the third-place game, Petaluma, California beat a team from Panama 12-4, the final in that one. And Vin Scully is sticking around yet another season to broadcast the Los Angeles Dodgers games. Hall of Fame broadcaster will return for a record 64th season in 2013. Scully will call all Dodgers home and road games in California and Arizona. Scully says the team's new ownership has revitalized him along with the city, the team, and the fans. In case you're keeping track, Vin Scully is 84 years old. 7:57 right now. Sports is brought to you by Awards and More. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck's do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972, and there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. Computer
from your business. Be an early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, about 94 or so. 30% chance of showers. 20% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow, and temps continue to rise. We'll get up to 98 by Thursday. 77 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Isaac's aiming for the Gulf Coast.
It is what it is, you know. All we can do is prep for it, and whatever happens, happens.
He's on Dauphin Island, Alabama. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley tracking Isaac live at the National Hurricane Center.
Isaac is getting a little better organized as it moves west-northwestward over the eastern Gulf of Mexico, according to meteorologists here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. States of emergency have been declared by governors in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Isaac is expected to strengthen to a Category 2 hurricane. A hurricane warning remains in effect for Morgan City, Louisiana, including the city of New Orleans, to Destin, Florida. Dave?
And Corny, Isaac's edges making it rainy and windy in South Florida, knocking out power to more than 60,000 homes and businesses, also making for a quiet Republican convention. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
The only noise here at the RNC will be Chairman Reince Priebus and his gavel opening and immediately delaying the convention until tomorrow. Spending the day at a hotel instead of on the convention floor, Ruth Ulrich and other Louisiana delegates. She tells Fox News Radio, no trip home planned, but they are keeping an eye on the weather situation there.
We have a job to do, so those delegates that are here, we're going to
nominate the next president of the United States.
At the RNC tomorrow, the roll call and speeches by Ann Romney and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Dave?
Jennifer, two more American troops killed by an Afghan soldier, though Afghans claim it was accidental. An anti-American American convicted of fighting with the Taliban goes to court today. John Walker Lynn now fighting Muslim prayer restrictions in prison.
Those inmates are allowed group prayers once a week. Lynn saying that violates a Muslim requirement for daily group prayer. Federal authorities argue that group prayer would be a security risk.
Fox News Radio's Paul Stevens. Baby boys should be circumcised. That's what the American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends, urging insurance companies to cover the procedure doctors believe can reduce the risks of an STD. Critics question that and say it hurts the baby. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
High-calling radio spots air daily across the U.S., but Mike does more than listen. Each week in an employee meeting, he replays a spot. And each week, Mike and his employees discuss how that topic, the message, relates to their work days. Howard Butt mentions the tone of voice one employee offers. That's not just about work. Let me tell you, tone of voice begins at home. Everyone laughs, several folks nod, an idea gains strength. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. More than 400 radio spots are yours for the downloading at thehighcalling.org. Food for thought, fuel for conversation, sharing ideas, we all do better to consider the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
Norma G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
So you hear that interest rates are at an all-time low. Great news, because they are. They have never been lower. Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I do mortgages. Call me and find out how much money you can save by refinancing your home now. Rates are in the threes now for both 30 and 15-year notes with good credit, but the real money is saved in interest over time. Call me at 979-220-3018 or email me at debbie@debbiedavisshow.com. Ask about the radio show special. You'll be glad you did. 979-220-3018.
If it's an engagement, if it's a wedding, if it's a party, plan to attend the 2012 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 9th from noon to 4 p.m. More chances to win. Come early and stay late. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Proceeds from the show will benefit Pink Alliance Brazos Valley Breast Cancer Support. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at idu-idu.org.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It is 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police are investigating an armed robbery that took place Saturday evening in the 1900 block of Dartmouth. The victim, who is a Bryan resident, said he'd been visiting the pool area of an apartment complex when a black male, possibly in his early 20s, who was wearing a bandana that covered his face, produced a handgun from his waistband and demanded money. The thief then fled on foot, joining another black male. Responding officers were unable to find either man, and the investigation has been turned over to the Criminal Investigations Division. A College Station woman is accused of telling the school district superintendent and four elementary school administrators she was, quoting, going to blow your head off like the constable. 24-year-old Tanisha Ragston is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest on five misdemeanor counts of making a terroristic threat against a public servant.
I think it's important to note that this is an event that happened after the board meeting, and you know, it was something that happened outside and very few people were around to see it. And it wasn't something that happened in the board meeting or during the board meeting.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the altercation came after Ragston had participated in a grievance hearing that involved Superintendent Eddie Coulson and all seven board members. None of the board members heard the threat, which included two expletives. Glenwinkle says as a result of the first ever incident of its type, he expects security to be discussed at next month's board meeting. A rash of wrecks on local streets last Friday brought out another reminder about looking out for students and other drivers new to town.
It is a good opportunity to remind everybody that we do have 8,000 new freshmen in town, plus the other students that are going to be at A&M for the first time this year. Just remember that we've got a lot of younger drivers that don't know their way around.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says there were no life-threatening injuries following crashes on the freeway between Harvey Road and Briarcrest and earlier in the day at Texas and Southwest Parkway. Brazos County Commissioners have filled the administrative role created with the recent death of Constable Brian Bachman. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jeff Reeves was named head of the constable's office on an interim basis.
I believe it would have been Brian's choice. He chose him as chief deputy to help him run that department. So we made him the department head, not the constable. We did not appoint him a constable. He hasn't met the residency requirements yet. So we appointed him as the department head to be able to run that office until we decide to do something else.
Peters says Reeves can sign timesheets and make office decisions along with performing law enforcement duties. And did you know there is a West Nile virus vaccine? It's been around as long as the virus, but it's only available for horses.
Most horses are vaccinated, in fact, across the United States, and especially in areas where they tend to have a lot of mosquitoes.
Tracy Norman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, says the vaccine is very effective, again, only for horses.
I've heard people be frustrated about that. I'm sure there's a very good reason why it's not available for people.
While some horses that have been vaccinated for West Nile virus may get the disease, the severity is much less. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. You can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got some for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com, and here's some weather somewhere here for you. Oh, yeah, wait, here it is right here. It's. I already know what it is, but, you know. Hello, wait, hang on. I got to push a button. I'm new to this. I've only done it for like 40 years. Okay. Well, it's still... Oh, the dang button's not pushed. Now I'm starting to sound like Tom. Now I'm starting to sound like Tom. Push that button. There we go. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Today, watch for thunderstorms.
Why are we only hitting one channel?
I don't know. That's weird. All right. I cut it back. I closed it off. Never mind. High temperature today expected to be 93 or 94. Low temperature tonight, 75. 30% chance of rain. It's not as cool as it's been for the last 2 weeks, but it'll be 98 degrees, by the way, on Thursday. And, of course, all of this could change because Hurricane Isaac is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was going to be there spoiling the Republicans' fun, but now as a result they ran away from the Republicans. It must be a Democrat storm. What do you think?
Because it ran away from the Republicans?
Yeah.
No, if it was a Democrat storm, it would have hit Tampa head on.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Okay, so it's a Republican
Maybe it's
storm.
Green Party.
That's it. It's a Green Party storm. Sure. Yeah, why not? All right. You know, we get automobile recalls from time to time, right? A faulty windshield washer fluid hose.
Oh.
Man, those are the worst kind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When your windshield washer fluid hose is not operating properly.
We have a vehicle with a faulty windshield washer fluid system.
Do you?
So I'm very curious to find out what vehicle it is.
Well, it would be the Chevrolet Sonic.
No, that's not us.
I didn't think so.
You don't have any cars named after a place where you can also buy delicious fast
food. Oh, I thought you were going to say named after video game characters.
Oh, no. Whenever the chance to mention Sonic, we do.
Oh, Sonic was one of my favorite cartoons.
Okay. Well, it's one of our favorite places to consume stuff.
Oh, well, that's cool talking about the windshield wiper fluid. I actually went and bought some, so I know I'm no longer.
Oh, you had asked about this, didn't you?
I did. I went and bought some, popped the hood. Looked under the hood, found a tank that looked like the thing, poured it in, got it done.
All right, so now you can wash the bugs off your windshield, right?
Well,
either that or replace a radiator, whichever one.
Have you tried it? Does it work?
I did. I tried it this morning. All I can think is that some insect has attached himself like a kamikaze to my windshield because there's still this massive smear of, I don't know, bug guts and glucose across the...
Okay, well, you know, they have those, if you'll get one of those sponges at the grocery store or someplace that has the kind of scratchy thing on one side.
I know what you're talking, like for a fish tank.
Yeah, sure, okay. I didn't think of that.
The first thing that came to my mind.
The kind on a stick.
No, just a regular sponge. And it's sponge on one side, and it's that rough stuff on the other side.
Okay.
Like a scouring pad.
Yeah.
I see.
Like you use in your aquarium, Chase, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't use that kind.
Using it right now.
Anyway, that's how you can get the bug guts off and do that. Anyhow, back to the Chevy Sonic. I didn't think we'd get any farther out in the weeds than a windshield washer fluid hose, but we did. It's the Chevy Sonic. 40,000 cars being recalled.
Oh, gosh.
The hose could disconnect from the reservoir.
And start spraying fluid everywhere?
Disabling the washer fluid function and thus possibly impeding forward visibility. That's what they say. Forward visibility.
My forward visibility is impeded and has nothing to do with the tank.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get some of that squirt juice. Anyway, according to the National Transportation Safety Administration, GM will contact Sonic owners beginning early next month. So, if for some reason,
hope we don't drive through a little storm of bugs there,
because you'll be pulled over on the side of the road. You'll go, oh, what do I do?
Right.
I don't know what to do. I have to wait to hear from the manufacturer.
No, I have to wait to hear from the government.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, they'll hear from them beginning early next month. Repair and secure the hose absolutely free. Now again, there have been car recalls for things like brake failure. The steering wheel collapsing, the airbag setting off without having an accident.
Yeah, there were those tires that kept coming those pesky tires that kept coming unraveled.
Those fires that happen in engine compartments. But now we've
gotten into the important
stuff.
We
really have. It's the windshield washer fluid hose come loose thingy deal.
The next thing you know, we're going to have a recall because emblems keep falling off.
Oh, gosh.
The horror. All right. Hundreds of human cases of West Nile virus being reported across Texas, more than a dozen related deaths in North Texas.
And once again,
people are calling 911 when they're bitten by a mosquito.
Oh.
Health officials say mosquito...
If you're doing that, you are stupid.
Yeah. Is not a health emergency.
You know, really? You're going to call 911 after you get bitten by a mosquito? Really?
And again, we wouldn't be doing the story unless it had happened.
You should at least, I mean, if you have to, if you're really going to call someone, call the non-emergency dispatch.
No,
not
because people are stupid.
Yeah.
And the first thing they do is they pick up the phone and call 911 for something like that.
Oh,
look,
gosh.
If you're not really young, really old, or really sick, you're probably going to be just fine.
Yeah.
The odds are in your favor.
A lot of people,
there are exceptions to the rule, but the odds are still in your favor. But because we've got this a higher number, a higher incidence this year, you know what? We had a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's different.
So we had a lot of mosquitoes, and mosquitoes carry it. Pretty much the entire state of Texas is positive for West Nile.
Yep.
Guess what? I guarantee you more people die of the flu every year than die of West Nile.
By thousands. By tens and tens of thousands. Hello?
Hey, I just called it. See why you don't have, like, an intern that can go down and wash your windshield for her.
You know, that's an excellent point.
And it's okay.
We'll
I'm probably going to end up scrubbing it in the alley next to my apartment after work.
Well, you know, she's got to stay here a while before she gets an intern, much less being able to order one around. So.
And that's the thing, is she doesn't quite yet know all the things that Radio Pond Scum can get. For instance, like having an intern clean your windshield or free food and things like that. This isn't an important story to me. It's just got a phrase in it I want to use, and so I'm going to do the story.
Okay.
So Madonna wants to end her battle with Elton John. The two divas have been swiping at each other for years.
And this must be a really good phrase.
It is. Recently, Elton John said the Material Mom's current tour is a disaster, and she looks like, here it is, a fairground stripper, end quote.
I've been going to the wrong fairs.
You know, we talk about fried foods at the State of Texas fair. I don't know. Anyway, a fairground stripper. Anyway, Tuesday.
We're going to have any of those next week when we have our little fair shindig out there.
I don't think I hadn't heard anything on the advertisement about it.
Dr. Jim don't want any of that kind out
not,
there.
No. Tuesday night during her show in France, Madonna told the crowd that it was time for the feud to end. So we'll see how that works out.
Why do they care?
Well, that's the whole thing, and I don't care, but I didn't see that there was going to be another time in my broadcast career I'd be able to use the term of fairground stripper.
No, I mean, why do Madonna and Elton John care?
Oh, yeah. But
because they're celebrities,
and
whatever they say is important,
divas.
And everyone should agree with them.
Yeah.
And if you disagree with them, you're narrow-minded and wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, died on Saturday, age of 82. You know, this guy is pretty interesting because, I mean, he was a global hero and pretty much lived his life. I mean, didn't try to cash in on it,
didn't
do any of that. Really often refused to even do interviews about it.
Well, even to the point that depending on who was describing him, I've heard the description used as a recluse.
Yeah, almost. That's true. Certainly at the end of his career. Now, what you may not know is that he blew the line when he was stepping off.
Yes, I did know that.
A lot of people didn't, though, that it was supposed to be that's one small step for a man instead of one small step for man. And but still, didn't matter. Worked out just fine. It's one of the best-known quotes in the English language. And once again, we can thank NBCNews.com. On Saturday afternoon, when they put the headline on their website, astronaut Neil Young, the first man to walk on the moon. They did. Yes, they did.
Keep on rocking in the free world, baby.
Yeah.
No politics at GM factories. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Politicians who want to use an auto factory as a backdrop for a political speech will not be welcome at General Motors facilities. GM Vice President Bob Ferguson tells the Detroit Free Press that President Obama, Mitt Romney, and other candidates are banned from the company's plants until after the November election. GM is looking to stay out of the political spotlight. Ferguson says it's an understatement to say GM can't wait for the election to be over. The crude oil futures are higher because Tropical Storm Isaac is heading for the Gulf of Mexico. Oil companies have evacuated workers and cut production in the Gulf. Hundreds of airline flights are canceled in the region threatened by the storm. Boeing expects the Asia-Pacific region to generate a lot of business for the aerospace industry. The company projects airlines in the region will take delivery of more than 12,000 new jets in the next 20 years. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I know y'all have all been following the divorce of Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. It's on everybody's radar, of course. He's worth $250 million. She signed a prenup. She doesn't get any of that. But Tom's got to pony up $400,000 a year in child support. Yeah. That's the real world. They're just like us. French woman who fell asleep on a flight home from Pakistan, shocked when she woke up. The BBC says the lady nodded off aboard a Pakistani International Airlines trip to Paris. To mention, she's asleep. Flight attendant failed to wake her up when the plane landed.
Mm.
Finally woke up. The plane was on the way back to Pakistan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she got to eat that same crappy food again. Officials investigating how the ground crew at the airport failed to notice the sleeping passenger. I mean, don't they go in and vacuum out the airplane at least? Try to do something like that? But apparently not the case for her, so she got a free trip. Hey, so don't forget the Republican National Convention doesn't start tonight. It'll start tomorrow night. So that means, and I see the number here, 15,000 credentialed journalists in attendance. That's 6.5 media journalists for every delegate.
Wow.
That means they're all going to be looking for a story.
There'll be plenty of miscommunication.
There will be plenty of miscommunication. And the fact that the convention itself is not even going on will cause them to, I guess, be running up their bar tab or other. Well, I mean, you know, hey, they're not paying for it. They don't have to worry about it. So they've got nothing else to do but sit around and swap war stories about the way it used to be back when they went to conventions in other cities. And so those are the kind of things they'll be, I guess, filing out of Florida.
While the interns scrub all the juicy Florida bugs off of their windshield.
There you go. Very good.
Hello,
yes.
Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop and netbook batteries we carry. Save on laptop batteries for Acer, Apple, Toshiba, HP, IBM, Dell, Compaq, and more. Batteries for Asus, Dell, Acer, and other netbooks are also on sale. If you don't need a replacement battery at the moment, $15 off is a great reason to buy a backup battery for your laptop or netbook. And while you're here, check out our enormous selection of batteries for cell phones, camcorders, digital cameras, and more. So come into Batteries Plus and save $15 on a new laptop or netbook battery. That way, you won't have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus. Find the laptop or netbook battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through September 30th and earn a $15 reward card with the purchase of laptop batteries. Batteries Plus, the Replace It Place.
Programmed cell death is the ability of cells to kill themselves when they're no longer needed. Surprisingly, PCD helps keep us healthy. When cells lose this ability, birth defects, cancer, and other problems can result. Researchers at Dalhousie University are learning more about PCD thanks to the Madagascar lace plant. Its leaves start out normal, but soon millions of cells commit suicide until each leaf is nothing but a lattice, possibly to let fast-moving water flow through. By studying the plant, the scientists are learning details about PCD that could help them better understand a variety of processes and disorders. In other news, Cornell scientists have discovered a beautiful new species of bird in the remote cloud forests of Peru. Named the Sierra Barbet, the fruit-eating bird has crimson, black, white, and yellow plumage. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It's high school football Friday night as the St. Joseph Eagles take on Temple Central Texas at 7:30 in Temple. Hear all the action on KACB 96.9 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is made possible by
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Linda Hollybeck, FBC Insurance Agency, Jamie Patton, the BCS Real Estate Guy, Doggett Auto Parts, and Coalition for Life.
The St. Joseph Eagles play Temple Central Texas Friday night at 7:30, and you'll hear all the play-by-play action on KACB 96.9 FM. Special thanks to all our Eagle football sponsors.
This Saturday is the back-to-school sale at Complete Nutrition. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and receive 15% off your purchase. That's right, you'll receive 15% off your entire purchase at Complete Nutrition. And that's not it. The first 100 customers will receive a free 2-pound tub of protein. Products like CTS 360, Natron HGX, 3-Test Oxo, and Adrenalize are 15% off. This Saturday is the time to buy if you want to shape up for the school year. It's this Saturday only, and this back-to-school sales event is only good while supplies last. So hurry into Complete Nutrition and stock up on the best weight loss and muscle-building products on the market. And get your free tub of protein.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express. Or call 979-703-7987.
Look, feel,
hey, it's 828, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, time of the year when, and we've been doing it here in Texas for a while, buying fresh corn on the cob. So how do you make the right choice for corn on the cob? The husks should be moist, okay,
right,
and a bright green color, and a little yellow or brown tassel on the top. If the husks are dried out, the corn will be too. Make sure that the kernels feel full and plump, and that you've got some good ears on your hand. Leave the corn in the husk until it's ready to cook, of course, and eat. Those ears will start to dry out as soon as you pull the husks off. Now, you corn on the cob fan?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Have you ever roasted it in a fire of
coals?
You
know, I don't do that. That's too much trouble.
Oh, it's good.
I'd screw it up and, you know, burn it. But
it's good.
Here's the deal, though. We used to boil this stuff, you know, and that takes a lot of water and it takes some time. And so I talked to a young lady who said, this is what we do, is we leave the husk on, wrap a paper towel around it, wet the paper towel, and put it into the microwave for 2 minutes. And it's perfect.
I'll have to try that.
It is perfect. It gets, you know, you don't salt the water or stuff like that, obviously, because you're not boiling it in water. But when you consider how long it takes to cook the corn, to do it in 2 minutes in the microwave is not a bad deal.
Of course, if you're not husking it, if there is a little wormy worm down in there, you're going to have a
Have a cooked worm. And again, it's a little bit hot when you're trying to take the husks off, certainly from that standpoint. But, you know, aside from that, it to me, it made my life a little bit easier. And what the heck? That's what it's all about.
You're cooking corn in the toaster oven?
No, we're talking
in the microwave.
Oh.
You leave the husk on, wrap a paper towel around it, wet the paper towel, stick it in there, 2 minutes per ear.
You know, you were talking about Neil Armstrong. Do you know who else passed away over this weekend?
The guy who did the vampire, right, on Sesame Street?
Yeah, Jerry Nelson. He was a great puppeteer, and he was Count Van Count, but he also was the voice of Harry Monster. And then one of my personal favorites, Kermit's nephew, Robin. He just had a very tender voice and I think probably a tender spirit too. Oh, and he also played as Emmett Otter in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Of course. And he also was the fisher guy, the guy who'd throw fish, right?
I don't know, fisher guy.
Zoo Nylander or something like that instead of Lou Zoolander.
I don't know. I'll have to go look that.
All right, there we go. Trivia on the voices of Sesame Street right here.
WTW News time is 8:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by The Face Placed, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man was robbed at gunpoint at an apartment complex pool on the 1900 block of Dartmouth around 6 Saturday evening. The victim described the thief as a black male, possibly in his early 20s, with a bandana hiding his face. He says the thief pulled a handgun from his waistband and demanded money, then fled the scene to join another black male. College Station's officers responding to the scene were unable to locate either of the men. The investigation's ongoing and has been turned over to the Criminal Investigations Division. Local law enforcement hope for a quieter start to the new week on the freeway and major streets. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department has the reminder to look out for drivers new to the Twin Cities.
They're excited. You know, it's the first time away from home for many of them. It's a really neat time in their lives. So let's be a little bit more patient with them. Let them, you know, realize that they've got to learn, and while they're learning, we have to be more vigilant.
Last Friday, wrecks closed portions of the freeway and Texas Avenue. Those who were hurt did not sustain life-threatening injuries. A threat made to College Station school administrators following this month's Board of Trustees meeting led to the arrest of a parent and a renewal of discussing future security issues.
It is something that has been discussed a little bit in the past, but there's never been a need for security or a police officer at our board meeting. But again, I think it is something that will be discussed at the September board meeting when that agenda is being made up.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the threat was not made during a grievance hearing where the parent met an executive session with the superintendent and all seven board members. Instead, the incident was in the parking lot after the meeting adjourned and was directed at Superintendent Eddie Coulson and four elementary school administrators. 24-year-old Tanisha Ragston is accused of saying she was, quote, going to blow your head off like the constable. Ragston, who was arrested for five misdemeanor counts of making a terroristic threat against a public servant, is out of jail after posting bond. The chief deputy to the late Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman has been appointed to oversee administrative duties. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jeff Reeves will be serving on an interim basis.
He can do everything that he could as a constable, chief deputy, or deputy. He still handles it. The thing that he can do now is he can sign timesheets. He can make decisions about how the office goes in the interim. You know, he can do all those things just like a constable would.
Peter says Reeves was not appointed constable because he hasn't met residency requirements. And there is such a thing as a vaccine against West Nile virus, something very familiar to horse owners.
Their vaccination for West Nile virus in horses has been available for a while.
Tracy Norman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, says the vaccine for horses is sold on the internet for about $25.
We don't recommend that. You know, I'm a veterinarian, and, you know, anytime you give a horse any kind of medication like that or preventative that's done by a veterinarian.
Norman says horses get West Nile virus the same way humans do, through a mosquito bite. WTAW News time is 8:34. It's 81 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by The Face Place. You can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Excludes OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:34, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Sunshine will be with us throughout the day. Watch for a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Highs near 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow. The chance for shower, thunderstorm, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. For Wednesday, we'll call for sun, a high of 90 to 95. But Wednesday's forecast is very dependent on where Isaac makes landfall by the middle of the work week. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
835. Okay, we need to go back and revisit something that we really let slide this morning. It's my fault. In fact, Chase and I talked about this during Cat's News.
Uh-oh.
After you had mentioned it, and we never went back to visit it. We were discussing toaster ovens, of course. Just kind of in a every woman type feel, said, well, sure, I love toast with beans on it.
Sounds very British.
And we kind of got sidetracked. That never happens. With pork and beans and a little glob of goo that's in the top of it and why it's always there. But anyway, tell us, yes, how did we get to the point where it's... I mean, I just kind of want to understand. You put the toast, you put that Mrs. Baird bread in there, you know, it's all nice and gooey and... Well, it is. I mean, you put it in your hand, you make a fist, and you end up with a glob of wet dough. So,
I like the I like whole wheat bread.
Okay, all right, let's go with whole wheat then. All right, so you put that in the toaster oven. Now, do you flip it over, or you just toast one side?
A toaster oven toasts both sides.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to flip it over.
Okay. I haven't used a toaster oven in a while, in case you haven't noticed. Anyway, all right, so then you take the toast out. Is that one piece of whole wheat or two?
Oh, one piece.
Okay, and so then you take that out, you put it on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you got your beans.
Yes.
Now, your beans of choice would be?
Just like baked beans.
Okay. And again, you've made them or you get them out of the can.
Yep.
And then you just, what do you do?
You just heat them up, put them on there. I actually started eating beans on toast because in college I read an Irish study about that students who ate beans on toast performed better on their test.
So is that why you started?
Yes, but I think they eat beans on toast all over the British Isles, because when I was there, that is what, I mean, that's part of a genuine English breakfast. Something else that I really like on toast is you toast it.
Well, No, I don't think we've moved on from beans. We're not done
okay.
yet. We're not done. We have
still
time.
23 minutes left in the show.
That's right. So now you've got this on your Dixie plate, your little mm-hmm. paper plate there.
I use real dishes.
Oh, okay, fine, whatever. All right, so then...
I'm not that destitute.
Now, how do you eat it? I mean, do you use a knife and a fork, or do you just pick it up and...
You do the fork,
you pick it up,
you insert it in your mouth, uh-huh. and you chew it.
Okay, all right. I didn't know. I didn't know if it was a formal type thing or whatever.
I suppose you could eat it with a fork and knife if you wanted to.
Well, I mean, it's just... It's not that that's the grossest thing I've heard people put on a piece of... bread or toast, I mean, obviously.
Oh, you're so kind.
It was just a little different, that's all. It's just a little different. All right, so then you're about to tell us about something else.
I got to say, I mean, it doesn't sound so bad in the evening or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to sit down and have that at breakfast.
I don't either. I don't think I want to go there at breakfast.
Well, it's part of the traditional, the full English breakfast. You have a cup of tea, you have beans, toast, sausage, which is, their sausage is different from our sausage.
Oh, man, you ain't wrong
bacon,
there.
Bacon, eggs. Sauteed mushrooms, fried tomatoes, and I'm trying to think if there's anything. Did I say eggs already?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping you don't have to be in an enclosed space with someone for any length of time if you're consuming all of that for breakfast.
Well, and the other thing, I'm just going to say.
That's just for special occasions.
I mean, we all know that sometimes we don't want to know what's in sausage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you just want to enjoy
Do they not use a very fine grind? I mean, is it?
Oh, no, this is good. They have lots of different kinds of sausage. Actually, while I was over there, I got a craving for German bratwurst.
Uh-huh.
So I tried a lot of different sausages, but they were not the same as American sausage or German sausage.
Because you know what? I'm just going to say Jimmy Dean never made woodchuck sausage. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
All right, so what else do you like?
There's a whole new meaning to the term groundhog,
yes,
though.
It does.
Oh,
so
gross.
What do you want on, what else you like on toast sides beans?
Oh, well, something else you can do that makes toast really yummy is you get your toast, spread just a little bit of butter. Meanwhile, while your toast is did that out of order. Put your toast in the toaster, then you can fill up like a 2-cup thing of water, heat it up in the microwave.
Okay.
And then when that's boiling, you crack an egg in there. Then you, by the time the egg is done, which you know, maybe 40 seconds or something,
because right.
I like the yellow goo, you drain it with one of those slotted spoons, and then you spread a little bit of butter on your toast so it won't turn soggy, and then just dump the egg on there.
Yeah. Like
oh,
a,
it's
like
so nice.
Like a poached egg kind of
thing.
Oh,
it's good, but yeah. It's fast in the microwave.
Yeah.
So.
Of course, you didn't even mention clotted cream. Chase, you ever had any clotted cream?
No.
That'd make you look like the old Chase again, I'm just saying.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. It's not bad.
Clotted cream is interesting.
Yeah.
It's very stringy.
Yeah, but it's tasty. It's all right. All right, Arrested Development. Yes, go ahead.
Show Observer asked the question, in the military, do they call beans on toast toot on a shingle?
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard other words for, the similar terms for beef chips on toast.
Yes, that's true. And that's what they were referencing is maybe
yes,
if it wasn't quite
old,
to that point.
That's the old military term. It's called SOS.
Yeah.
We can't say the S on the radio.
No, best not to. So that.
But
was
that fun. My dad used to make that for breakfast. I loved that.
Beef really? Chips on toast?
Well, this wasn't beef tips. He just used ground meat.
Oh, okay.
But it's ground meat and gravy, and you put it on toast.
Right.
Well, that's similar to, like, biscuits with gravy.
Was it with that white gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like sausage
like
gravy?
Homemade cream gravy?
Oh, yeah. Paula Deen. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
It just sounded like something Paula Deen would make.
I know, that's right. Take about 12 of you to make one of her, but anyway, that's fine.
Oh.
Arrested Development.
No, she's dropped some weight.
Oh, that's
now.
Right, she has.
Now, y'all, quit picking on Paula, y'all. Right. Yeah.
I like
y'all.
Paula Deen.
She doesn't just come in and grab a stick of butter and start eating it, y'all.
No, she fries the stick of butter.
Well, no, she's had to lose some weight since she found
did.
Out she had the type 2.
Right.
So she got that beatus.
I was gonna say she got the beatus.
Got the beatus.
Anyhow, she's gonna be at the Houston Fat Food Fair. And you know the thing is, it costs like $100, and you're getting in there, and there's like 16,000 people to see her. You know, it's like.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to go and, you know, have some FaceTime with
it's
her or anything like that.
Joel Osteen's got to give up his church so she can come in there and do a cooking show.
Not touching that one.
I'd go watch it. Sounds like fun.
Hello.
Hi. I was listening to the Beans on Toast.
Yes.
Yes, and I completely agree. I grew up in England as well, and it's not just any kind of beans. It's Heinz. It's Heinz canned beans.
Okay.
And it has a blue wrapper on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a tomato sauce that the beans are in.
Do you still do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you?
Delicious.
It's good.
Now,
yes.
I know there's one grocery store here locally that does those Heinz blue beans. Is that where you get them, or you get them from someplace else?
No, that is where I get
yeah,
them, yes.
Got it. All right. Thank you. I appreciate
where
that.
Where do you get the Heinz blue beans?
I especially appreciate it. It's nice to have someone agree with me. I'm with all these men on here.
Ah, no, that is nothing. It's not a sexist deal at all.
Yeah, really? Why have you got to bring gender into it?
You're doing a weird European thing on us. That's what that is.
Okay.
That's nothing but weird European
if
stuff.
Anything, it's not sexist as much as it may be xenophobic or something like that.
Hello?
Listen, you got to be more specific when you start these things.
Yeah.
I had a can of green beans out here, and they were on the toast, and it just wasn't working out.
See?
Now, that does sound a little bit gross.
We do have to be a little more detailed when we go into that kind of thing. I would agree. Well, it's the dang juice. Get it. Probably the dang, it's soggy by the time it gets there. Now, did he say canned or did he use frozen?
No, he said canned.
Okay, because you could do the frozen.
Well, you do the frozen ones, pop those in the microwave and do a little steam action.
Yeah. Still, it tastes like crap, but it's, you know. Oh,
get
like,
out of here.
Yeah. I believe Here Everything's Better is where you can find those blue beans.
Because I've looked, and yeah. I haven't, you know.
Yeah.
Just didn't know.
Once again, that and I forget there's that other place over there by Bed Bath & Beyond that has weird food from other countries. Makes you look at
it's called World Market.
That's the one. You look at that, you go, what the hell are those people thinking?
They eat that, huh?
Pay for it, do they?
That's considered candy over there.
Yeah, they like it just fine.
You can,
all right.
You can keep your grasshoppers. So. Yeah.
Well, they don't have the kind in chocolate. They're just covered in caramel over it.
No.
Kind they got. Yeah. Arrested Development fans could get a few more episodes than they were planning when the show hits Netflix next spring. Although a spokesperson says there will be at least 10 episodes in the works. David Cross, if you know him.
That's Tobias Fünke.
Yes, it is. We don't need to continue. Anything else said about him would be really uncomfortable on the radio. Tells Rolling Stone magazine it'll be more like 13 episodes. There will be so many story threads you'll have to watch each episode more than once. Well, of course, he'd say something like that. So there you go. And if... Kat, have you seen Arrested Development?
I have not. I've only heard other people talk about it.
Not a bad show. I never watched it. Clip Howard used to hammer me about that, and then Chase did, and I finally found it. And yeah, it's different. Not for everybody, that's for sure, but it's different. All right, here's something that Facebook has only made worse our obsession with our first love. A new survey found 1 in 5 would like to get back together with their first love. And get this, 21% of those, like 1 in 5, say they're secretly planning a reunion with their first sweetheart. Oh, man. All right. Thank you once again, Facebook.
Are they single?
Well, I don't know. See, yeah, I mean, do we even want to even go there? Men are more likely than women to make this happen, 24% admitting they still lust after an ex. So glad Facebook can chip away at the societal setups as we have. Oh, we were talking about corn a minute ago. I should have found this. University of Illinois students at Urbana set a new corn husking record.
Oh, wait, wait a second. Wait a second. Don't we have to say, like, 19, home.
Oh, Illinois, see, because that's a real school.
It's obscure college.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And
sorry.
Generally speaking, certainly foreign ones.
Yeah, well, good point, though. I appreciate you trying. You're picking
I'll
up
try
on that.
Again.
Well, that's done. That's cool. That's all right.
That's a Big Ten school.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're a major university.
That's the fighting Illini.
Yeah. I will tell you that if you want to hear a real quick story about Illinois, I was up there for a football game when Illinois was playing Baylor. Okay.
Oh.
And we were. I know it's shocking. We were in the bar, and so the the guy behind the playing the little organ and singing songs. Hey, okay, so
Bill Murray.
That's it. The Illini. Yeah, very much like that.
Star
so
Wars.
The Illini.
Well, it's Groundhog Day again.
Yeah. So the Illini are going to be playing the Baylor Bears tomorrow. Does anybody know where Baylor is? Hey, raise your hand if you know where Baylor is.
You raised your hand, didn't you?
I didn't, no.
Oh.
Okay. But the guy from the Waco Tribune, Herald, did.
Oh.
And we opened the paper.
Wasn't Dave Campbell, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, we opened the Tribune, Herald, we opened the whatever the Urbana, Champaign-Urbana paper was, and all they can talk about is how the Illini will be playing Texas A&M the next week.
Huh.
They did, really. It's Texas A&M this week, next week, and Baylor today is da-da-da-da-da-da.
So who won?
Baylor.
There you go.
Yeah, they did. And then A&M just whooped them really badly the next week. So, and I think that guy lost his job after that. Anyway, so you got that going on. Corn husking, here we go. Set a new record on Friday with nearly 3,500 participants simultaneously husking. A Guinness record of representative was on hand to verify the previous record had been fewer than 400 people on hand.
You know, that's really throwing down the gauntlet with your new Big Ten friend just to the west.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Of Nebraska.
That's that's right. But, I mean, I guess what they did is they looked at a record that they really felt like they could comfortably challenge and win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember...
We got 3,500 people with nothing else to do.
That's right. Then they're in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Why would they want to be there? Boy, if they did this last week, that's before school started, right?
Yeah.
So they had to get all those kids in there. And,
well, assuming they started today, but
yeah, if that's the case, and but I mean that was one that somebody went and found. They said we can slam this record and probably own it for a little while. So good for them. They each got a corn husk. How do you do that? You get 3,500 people standing on the football field and
everybody gets one,
you know.
Go.
And then what happened to all the husks? Because you got
there was a mess.
Yeah, it was.
When
what
you buy
to the
a
corn?
Certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying, just drive it. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Norma G Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10%
0% down payment, zero down payment financing, 60 months interest-free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery, plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
It's that time again, the 6th Annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in downtown Bryan. Save the date, October 12th and 13th. Enjoy steak, wine, music, and fun in downtown Bryan. Save the date for October 12th and 13th, TexasRedsFestival.com.
Hey, don't forget Amish Furniture for Generations. Their new building is almost ready. Amish Furniture is in their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down the street from Kroger. The new showroom is almost complete, so if you've been looking for maybe that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, now is the time for you to choose. They've got a big selection available, and if you order right now, you can get your custom-built table and chairs in by Thanksgiving and save 10% on your custom order. And, of course, as we've talked about before, you buy furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations differently than any place out. It's because these are handcrafted, bench-built by Amish craftsmen out of solid wood, and can be built to your specifications. You can get the kind of wood that you want, the kind of stain that you want, finish that you want. All of that can be yours. And remember, right now, save 10% on your custom order, and you'll still have that table for Thanksgiving and that holiday and holidays and holidays and holidays to go. Because, you know, the name of the company is Amish Furniture for Generations, and it is hand-built furniture built to last for generations. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck and give Ken a call. That's 260-5050, Amish Furniture for Generations. 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. We had the Air Guitar World Championships going on Friday. American Justin Nordic Thunder Howard convinced both judges and audience at the 17th Air Guitar World Championship final in Oulu, Finland. And he is the world's best air musician. Second time was the charm for Nordic Thunder, who competed at the World Finals as U.S. champion in 2011. Matt Aristotle Burns came in second.
Mm-hmm.
He's also from U.S. America. Third was Tremolo Theon DeJong, finishing third. So,
what country was he from?
Well, that's probably over there. Dutch, probably, somewhere like that. Got that happening. It's air guitar. Did you ever play air guitar in school? Cat.
I don't know if you're talking to Chase.
Oh, yeah, no, I was talking to you.
He's already asked me that question.
Yeah, no, I did not play air. Well, I didn't play air guitar, but I did, if I was thinking about a song I play on the real guitar, mm-hmm. I did move my fingers
when
I was bored during class.
So we can know more about him. Justin and his leather tunic finished with a score of 34.6, and he narrowly beat out Matt Burns. From Justin's point of view, he said, "I feel amazing. I feel like crying and laughing and hugging." Yeah, okay, fine. So what did Howard do to win, giving such an amazing performance?
Yeah, how do you judge air guitar?
Well, he gets a real guitar, by the way. No word on whether he actually knows how to play it or not, but he practices on a real guitar, and I guess that kind of gives him the feel for it. Air guitar. Man in Nepal was bitten by a deadly cobra, so he fought back. Muhammad Salum Mia of Kathmandu bit the snake back, killing the reptile on the spot.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He said, "I could have killed it with a stick, but bit it with my teeth instead because I was angry."
I'll say.
Later treated for the snake bite at a local hospital, doing fine. Police say he won't be charged with killing the snake because the reptile is not among the snake species listed as endangered. So if it's a poisonous snake and it bites you and you kill it, you get in trouble?
It's a weird place, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Turns out an Idaho woman who vanished overnight had actually just gone for a swim in a local river while sleepwalking.
Was she wearing a mermaid costume?
No. 31-year-old woman. The name of the The newspaper is the Magic Valley Times News.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Magic Valley.
That sounds
That's
fun.
Right. I don't like to live there.
Well, sure, I guess so. Here's some mushrooms. 31-year-old lady from the town of Burley was reported missing by her husband, who woke up and noticed she was gone. That would mean she's missing. She left the house barefoot, wearing jammies. The husband also found a sliding glass door was wide open. Deputies found her a quarter of a mile downstream on the banks of the Snake River. Says that she was safe but disoriented and soaking wet. Has a history of sleepwalking. This is the first time she's gone for a sleep swim. There you go. All right, so now you keep aspirin on hand for pain relief, right? Maybe for heart health as well. Other reasons for you to use aspirin. Keep cut flowers fresh longer by dissolving an aspirin in warm water in the vase.
Oh.
Aspirin helps the flowers to soak the water further up the stem. Okay. Also, rub aspirin on a bug bite to relieve the itching.
Really?
Just dampen the bite first, yeah.
I was going to say, you're dry aspirin on a bite. That might, yeah,
yeah, it itches it. Aspirin can remove food, grass, and rust stains. Crush a few tablets, dissolve them in hot water, then you rub the mixture right over the stains. And if you have dandruff, crush up 2 aspirins and mix with your blob of shampoo that you're going to use. Work it into your hair. Let it sit there for a few minutes before rinsing it out. A
few minutes?
You can use mouthwash on dandruff, because dandruff is caused by a fungus, and the mouthwash, it affects the pH on
really?
Your head.
And, and your scalp is minty fresh.
Yeah.
Hey, smell that? Okay. So now if you're tempted to cut somebody off in traffic, you might want to reconsider, because if it's a woman behind the wheel, according to a recent Harris poll,
she's on the phone.
More women are prone to road rage than men.
Well,
y'all have wrestled that title away from us. 61% of the female respondents admitted experiencing road rage, or double R.
Well, that doesn't, is road rage just when you're mad, or?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I think generally now road rage would mean that you act out in some way.
Well, all I know is that it seems to be more often a man when all I want to do is just use my cruise control. If I pass by you because you're going slow, it's just because I don't want to put my foot on the brake. But it more often is a man than a woman who will speed up like it's a contest. He's like, well, now that you're trying to go the speed limit, I'm going to speed up so you can't go around. Or they'll come and then cut in front of me and drive slower than I'm driving. Yeah. I just want my cruise control. Offense.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, road rage when I was a kid was when you made your parents mad and you were in the back seat.
Amen.
That's right.
Preach on, brother.
The big hand reaches back to the back seat.
Yep.
Mr. Smacky Hand.
I always knew that if the car stopped, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, now that's true.
You're done.
Stopping the car is not a good thing.
If it got to the point where the car was pulled over on the side of the road, there was some violence about to be visited upon me.
Well, but now why was it you? You're not an only child, so why was it only on you? Were you always the problem?
I was going to say, who do you think little Hellraiser was?
I was going to say,
too, even if you're not the biggest, I got spanked the most because I was the loudest.
You?
Uh-huh.
Shocking.
Between two boys.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so even if it's not your fault, if you're the loudest, you better shut up, because otherwise you're going to get the ones that smack.
Well, it is.
Scott, you paying attention there?
Lesson learned. What, the loudest?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I move fast. Not really.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
He drives his own car, so he didn't have to worry about it.
That's also true. I could turn around and yell at myself.
Yeah.
All right. On this date in history, we already knew that Lyndon Johnson was born near Stonewall, Texas. We knew that, so anyway. You got, do you have a minute and a half worth of stuff to show with?
Actually, I do, because I got a bizarre story.
All right.
Mitt Romney's going to have Journey play at an event during the Republican National Convention.
Really?
$500,000. And, of course, Journey no longer means Steve Perry, but still, Journey is Journey.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good payday.
Friday is going to be Robin Roberts' last day on Good Morning America. She is going to undergo bone marrow transplant surgery. Of course, she was diagnosed with cancer, and so this is to allow her to undergo treatment. Mm-hmm. And the bizarre story that I have is a guy by the name of Brian Mulligan. He is the managing director and vice chairman of media for Deutsche Bank.
Okay.
Beaten to a pulp.